California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Security Alliance.
Money Pit is presented by FineTape.com. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place because that's what we do. We help you improve your home. We help you solve DIY dilemmas. We help you get ready for things that are happening. Like right now, you're probably getting ready for the big Halloween coming up here in just several days, I guess. But whatever's on your to-do list, you can swing it right on over to ours by calling us those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Just ahead on the Money Pit, big winter storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. We're going to share some tips on how to check your house for damage, both visible and invisible.
And now that it's fall, clogged gutters are common and might seem like a small issue, but they can actually lead to serious and costly damage. We're going to break down 8 reasons why regular gutter cleaning is crucial for your home.
And if you guys love to take on home improvements over a weekend, but you know that some of them can take a month of weekends to get done, we're going to share some that can easily be knocked out in a day or two. We've got a few all-in-one weekend projects that you can fit between Saturday morning coffee and Sunday dinner. We will list them out.
All right, but first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug-of-war with your house, and your house is winning? Well, we are here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we're your one-stop shop for all things DIY.
So reach out to us right now with your questions. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, for the quickest possible response, go to moneyfit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and hit send. Your question will come right to us, so we can get back to you ASAP. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Peggy in Louisiana is on the line with a concrete question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a slab concrete bottom, and it's built up with the board skeletons, and it's covered with vinyl siding. And being in Louisiana, it rains a lot, and the rain comes on the porch to where it's eating the inside wall, which is wooden on the bottom. And I want to know how I can seal the outside vinyl siding to concrete slab to keep the water from coming in.
So what's happening is that your concrete slab is in contact with the bottom of the vinyl siding, is that correct?
Yes.
And right under that siding, is that a wood wall all the way down to the bottom where that slab is? Because typically you'd have about 6 inches of foundation before you started the siding at a minimum, and then the vinyl siding would start. So if your vinyl siding is going down flush to the slab, it's going to be almost impossible for you to seal it in any way, shape, or form from the outside and stop that from happening. Your only chance would be to take the siding off and then to install some flexible flashings. There's different types of flashing that you can use. There are rubberized flashings that are very good because you can basically form them wherever you need to get that entire area as tight as you possibly can, and then put the siding back on top of that. Siding itself, especially vinyl siding, you know, if you were to caulk that or anything of that nature, it's not really designed to seal in that way. So I feel like you're just going to be kind of running yourself in circles there. And while it could stop to some extent or slow down, at least temporarily, that leakage that you're reporting, the only way to really fix that and to get to the bottom of it is to pull that siding off and to flash it. And the only, we're only talking about the bottom of the siding here, not the, all the siding on the house. But the bottom couple of pieces would have to come off to do this job.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, we're going up to Dale in Kansas, who's working on an attic makeover. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought this little house, and it's got the vinyl ridge down the center of the peak of the roof, and then one 2x2 square opening on the end, and it doesn't seem like that's adequate ventilation to get rid of the heat.
So you have no soffit vents at all? You have just have this ridge, you have the ridge vent, the gable vents, and no soffit vents at the overhang of the roof?
And okay. I put a 12-inch turbine vent on it, but I'm thinking I need more than just that 2-foot square vent. I was thinking about putting 4 12-inch, I don't know what to call them besides the dump vents, down towards the lower end of the roof.
Okay, well, you're on the right track, so let's talk about attic ventilation and the way it's supposed to work. So the attic is always supposed to be the same temperature as the outside. So if it's hot outside, it should be hot in the attic, and if it's cold outside, it should be cold in the attic. Basically, the attic has to be well ventilated for that to happen. Now, you have actually half of what I usually recommend as a ventilation system, and that's a continuous ridge vent down the peak of the roof. The second half of that, though, are soffit vents at the overhang of the roof. Soffit vents are good because as the wind blows across the house, that soffit area pressurizes and pushes air up into that soffit. That rides up underneath the roof sheathing where it carts away heat in the summer and moisture in the winter and then exits at the ridge. And that same wind that's pushing positively against the side of the house and the soffit vents is actually creating sort of a negative pressure at the ridge. So you get this kind of nice continuous flow. And if you have that working for you, then actually what you should do is block off those gable vents because that's going to kind of interrupt that nice flow that we've created. Now, in your case, you have no soffit vents. I would first explore the potential of putting in soffit vents. The other idea that you suggested was putting in regular roof vents but lower on the roof. You know, not a terrible idea, but not nearly as efficient as soffit vents. And if you don't have a soffit, there's a type of vent called a drip edge vent, which basically extends the roof line about 2 inches, creates a short soffit that's pretty effective. But if you can get continuous soffit and ridge venting, that's really all you need. The other types of ventilators, the turbine that you mentioned, that kind of stuff, you know, it looks like it does a lot, but it's really nowhere near as effective as having that continuous open ridge and the continuous open soffit, okay?
I've never seen, I'm not familiar with that.
Drip edge vent? Google drip edge vent, and I think CertainTeed, I know CertainTeed makes it, I'm sure others do as well. And it's a really effective little vent. Now, you may have to do some modifications of your roof shingles at the overhang to get this in. But considering you're going to have to modify your roof anyway to put those roof vents in, I think that's probably the best way to go for homes that don't have a soffit because it does create that intake point down low on the roof, which is going to really let a lot of air in, and I think you'll see a big difference.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this autumny weekend at the Money Pit. Coming up after a big storm, the damage isn't always obvious. We're going to share expert tips on how you can spot the hidden issues that could cost you big if they are left unchecked. From cracked foundations to soaked electrical systems, all of that is next on the Money Pit.
You live in a money pit.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more.
DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtree, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you tackling projects? Do you feel like you're kind of bumbling through them? Maybe you're ready to renovate like a pro? Well, if you are, tune into the Money Pit podcast for expert tips and tricks. Whether you're working on a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you can gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. Mary from Massachusetts is on the line and needs some help with finishing a project. What can we do for you?
Well, I live in a very old home, and the front, I have double front doors that are made of walnut. They're very heavy and very thick, but somewhere along the line, somebody put some kind of finish on them, so now they're peeling. They face the east, so they get the west, so they get a lot of summer hot sun. And I just don't know how to get everything off and then refinish them.
So what are the doors made out of? Are they wood doors?
Oh, yes. They're solid walnut, and they're about an inch and a half thick.
Okay. And the finish that's on it, is it a clear, like a urethane-type finish that's peeling?
Yes, it looks like that. And then there's some kind of stain on the door that turns really dark, dark wood.
Okay. So listen, First of all, congratulations on having a really beautiful set of doors. Walnut doors are very rare, and that's terrific. So they're worth putting the time into it, and time you will need for this project, Mary. What you need to do is you need to strip all that old finish off. What I would do is I would take the doors off of the hinges. I'd lay them on a couple of sawhorses. I'd have a vibrating sander. I would just start to sand that finish away and get all of that down to raw wood. It is totally worth it because you can't put, you know, good finish over bad finish. You got to get down to that wood. Now, once you're down to the wood, since it's a darker wood, you know, you may or may not want to stain it. If it turns out that there's some unevenness in the coloring of the wood, you could think about adding a stain to try to sort of blend it all in. And then on top of that, you're going to put a new finish. Now, since these doors face the sun, what I would use is I would use a marine varnish on that. And the key difference with marine varnish is it has exceptionally high UV protection. So it's going to stand up to that UV radiation from the sun and not peel off quite as easily as just any other exterior UV would. So strip it down to the raw wood, stain it as needed, and then refinish it with a marine varnish. I would use a satin, not a gloss, because it'll make the doors look a lot nicer. And then just enjoy them. If you do this, even though it's going to take you a long time, you know, it's going to last for years to come. Now, look, it's also not the kind of project that you can bang out in the afternoon. So this may be a situation where you pop the door off the hinges, which is pretty easy to do. You get it out on the sawhorses. You do as much as you can for the day. You put the door back on the hinges, and you close it in whatever shape it's in at that moment. And then the next time you have time to do this, you take the door off and continue. So it can just kind of continue on. I don't want you to try to do this vertically. It's going to make you much more tired. Believe me, gravity plays a big part in being able to do this well. And if it's laid out flat on a couple of sawhorses in a shady area, it's just going to be a lot easier for you to work on it.
Okay, just one other quick question. What weight of sandpaper do you use on the vibrating sander?
That's a great question. It depends on kind of how it behaves, so to speak, when you start to use it, but I would start with a medium grit. So that's going to be around 100 to 125, maybe 150. The thing is, if you go too fine to start it, you might find that the paper clogs up. There's also a type of paper that's available that looks more like screening or netting. And when you're working with finishes, that type of material tends to clog less. So if you're in the home center aisle and you see that as an option, that's something that you might want to give it a try until you find the paper that works the best. Try not to put too much pressure on it. You don't want to, if you lean in and push hard down on it and not let the machine do its work, what will happen is some of that old finish can heat up and it'll kind of gunk up the paper and ruin it, and you'll just have to get a new piece and continue. But you're going to, you know, it's going to take you a while, and you're going to have to do a lot of handwork as well. And speaking of which, if you have sort of nooks and crannies, if you have sort of moldings in the storage you have to get into, there are sanding sponges that companies like 3M make. I also see these, you know, in the home center paint aisle, like at Home Depot. And these sanding sponges, I really like them because they're squishy, but they're abrasive, so you can actually crush it up against that uneven molding, you know, press it in there, work it up and down, and it does a good job, okay?
Okay, because there is molding in it. They're not even flush doors.
Yeah, you'll find that sanding sponge really handy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
Good luck, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, major weather events like hurricanes and severe storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake. But there also can be hidden damage that turns into big expenses down the road. We have some tips on how you can check your house after a storm.
Yep, so first off, let's talk about foundations. If you get heavy accumulations of water, well, that can cause a home's foundation to weaken and potentially fail. So check yours carefully along both the indoor and outdoor surfaces, and you want to look for areas that are cracked or bulging.
All right, now you've got to identify the flooded electrical fixtures. Anything that has been underwater definitely needs to be replaced. That includes outlets, appliances, major system machinery like your furnace. Contaminants in that water can damage all of the sensitive components, and that can lead to malfunctions and even electrical fires.
Now, here's a big one, high winds. They can also take quite a toll on the outer skin of your house and leave damage in a lot of areas. So you want to check out every side of your house from the ground and check for loose siding, loose metal trim, look at those soffits. Give special attention to your roof, too, because driving rain can push up under roof shingles and cause leaks. And loose flashing around chimneys and plumbing vents can also lead to problems.
Yeah, and there are some post-storm repairs that you can handle on your own, but for bigger and more pervasive problems, it really is best to just call in a pro and tackle it right the first time. We've got Dane on the line from Tennessee looking to save some dollars on those energy bills. How can we help?
I had a $190 electric bill last month. So I've been trying to find ways to save electrical costs, like not having the air conditioner turned down on so low during the daytime. But I've been trying to look for the perfect kind of bulb to save the most electricity.
Well, the LED technology is so rock solid now that that's definitely the way to go, and the prices have come way down. I mean, you can buy LED bulbs. When they first came out, they were like $75 each, which is kind of crazy. But now you can find a good LED bulb for under $10. And the nice thing is that these things last 20 years or more, so it's not like you're ever going to have to replace them, or certainly not anytime soon. So the LED bulbs that are available at home centers and hardware stores, I think, are the way to go. I don't think that's going to be the main reason your electrical bill was so high. You mentioned your air conditioning. How is your house heated and cooled? Is it electric heat? Is it gas heat? What do you got?
It's electric heat. I don't own my own home. I rent, so I'm probably in the same scenario as a lot of people nowadays who either can't afford to own their own home or their credit isn't good enough.
Yeah, so let me give you a suggestion. One of the things that I often recommend to renters is that you buy your own thermostat. Now, replacing the existing thermostat in your house is not a very difficult project. And if you were to buy a smart thermostat, like a Nest, for example, I've got two of those in my home, you're going to have the capability to regulate your heating and cooling in a way you never, ever did before. There's a couple of advantages to this. So, for example, the Nest thermostats have a geofence built into them. What that means is you can choose two temperatures, one for when you're home and one for when you're not. And when you leave the house, the fact that your phone is no longer in that house tells that thermostat to go down to a vacation setting, which is a lower temperature than it normally would. And when you come back, it starts to cool again. You can also set schedules, and it also has a motion detector built into it so that if there's no action in front of the thermostat, it also can go into vacation mode. So these smart thermostats today give you all sorts of ways for you to save energy. And it's such a simple installation that when you move out, you could replace the old thermostat and take this with you to the next apartment or the next house and then hook it up there.
There's only one issue with that. I'm actually a truck driver, and me and my fiance live here, and we are expecting our first child together.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So she's always here. She takes care of the house, but a lot of pregnant women, they get a lot hotter during pregnancy, so they tend to use the thermostat quite a bit more.
Sure. I understand that, and certainly we want your fiancé to be as comfortable as possible, but this is just, you know, a short-term situation. Moving on beyond that, you know, the kind of technology that's available in smart thermostats and other smart home products today is inexpensive and really can overall contribute towards a lot of energy savings. So I do encourage you to take a look at that. So light bulbs certainly are one thing, and the thermostat is another. You know, being strategic with the drapes and the blinds and making sure that the south windows are well covered so that you reduce heat gain. These are things that you as a renter can do and that will have an impact on your energy bill.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Dane. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, and congratulations on your new child.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit at this beautiful fall weekend. Whatever you are working on, let us lend you a hand. Coming up, you could be risking roof leaks, foundation damage, and even pest infestations without regular gutter maintenance. We're going to tell you how cleaning those gutters can save you from major repairs, so stick around.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Discover Mosaic Restaurant, where every experience is memorable and every meal is a masterpiece. Join us for breakfast, lunch, dinner, happy hour, and weekend brunch in our indoor dining room, bar, and outdoor patios. Enjoy Mosaic handcrafted cocktails, fine wines, craft beers, stone oven pizza, and locally sourced specials. Conveniently located next to the Sheraton Reading Hotel, just steps from Turtle Bay Museum, Sundial Bridge, and beautiful garden. Turtle Bay members enjoy a 10% discount year-round. For menus and reservations, visit mosaicreading.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Everywhere.
We'll be right back.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Kay in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help changing a wall surface. What's going on, Kay?
Well, it is a sturdy home, a cinder block, probably just that thick, but it has been bricked on the outside. But the inside, I would just like something a little more pleasant to look at.
Okay, that makes sense. So are we talking about a basement here?
No, this is an above ground. It was a cabin on the lake property.
So you need a paint that can cover the masonry block walls.
Well, a paint or stucco or something that gives it a different texture than a cinder block look.
Okay, the process of coating the interior walls isn't as much stucco as it is plastering. So what has to happen is that wall surface has to be covered with a layer of plaster, much in the same way they used to build plaster walls, you know, many, many years ago in say, the 30s or the 40s. In fact, in the late 40s, they used to plaster right over drywall, and that was one of the best wall constructions ever. So those are the options that you have to choose from. Doing the plaster is probably not the job you want to do as your first DIY project, but if you work with a plastering company, somebody who does this every day, they would have the skills to make the plaster look nice and smooth and have an attractive surface without really taking up much space in terms of, you know, it getting too thick.
Right, right. Well, that's strange. I have plaster walls on my house at home.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to follow you to the new house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Keeping your gutters clean isn't just about keeping things tidy. It's crucial for protecting your home from serious damage. So here are 8 reasons why it's important to make sure you clean those gutters regularly. Now, first, clogged gutters can lead to foundation damage. Water that doesn't drain properly can pool around your home, causing cracks in the foundation.
Second, it prevents roof leaks. Now, when gutters are blocked, that water backs up under your shingles, and that can lead to rot and leaks. Third, it stops damage to your fascia and the soffits. Overflowing water from clogged gutters can cause these important parts of your whole entire roof structure to completely deteriorate.
And fourth, clean gutters help prevent water damage inside your home, including basement flooding. Uncontrolled water can seep into your basement or crawl space and lead to costly repairs. And fifth, it reduces the risk of mold and mildew. Standing water near your foundation creates a perfect environment for mold to grow, which can lead to health issues.
And sixth, that's right, we're up to 6. Gutter cleaning, it does protect your landscaping. Water that overflows can actually erode the soil and damage the plants and shrubs around your house. And seventh, I think this is our big finale, pest infestations can be prevented if you clean those gutters. Clogged gutters are a breeding ground for insects like mosquitoes, and then it attracts rodents looking for nesting spots. Totally gross. So let's clean these gutters, you guys.
And finally, clean gutters extend the life of your gutters themselves. By reducing the weight and the strain of trapped debris, you prevent sagging and premature wear. So keep those gutters clean, and you're going to protect your home from expensive repairs, avoid health risks, and even save your landscaping.
Scott in Missouri is on the line needing some advice on a rental property. How can we help you with that?
I've inherited some rental properties from my late father. They're in pretty bad shape, needing roofs, and you look at them, you can see the roofs starting to bow in, and I was wondering who I can get with to find out the building codes for rental properties.
So probably the best thing for you to do is to hire an independent professional home inspector, and you may have to do some interviewing of the home inspectors to find one that's particularly savvy and experienced with commercial inspections, because that's what you're talking about. And there are specialists that are out there, and they can review this property with an eye towards identifying a punch list for you of elements that will probably have to be repaired or replaced to make those apartments safe and viable for tenants. You know, if you go the route of having contractors do these inspections, you're basically, you know, letting the mouse into the cheese house, so to speak, because they're just going to find stuff they want to sell you to fix. You know, see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why you're better off with somebody who's an independent inspection professional who just wants to give you the right advice. And that, in the end, is going to save you money and give you the ability to make good decisions on what has to be done.
Yeah. Who can I talk to find the building codes and the standards for rental property?
That would be the building department of your local municipality, and they're going to have a set of codes that they apply to just rental properties in their jurisdiction, and it's not necessarily going to be up-to-date building code, the same code that you would have if it was, say, a new construction. They're going to have some safety codes that they're going to want you to apply to your house. So we're talking about things like in an apartment, making sure that the windows operate so you can get out in the event of a fire, and making sure you have smoke detectors and covering every bedroom, and making sure you have a carbon monoxide detector, and you know, things of that nature. So they're going to have a set of standards for their area. You need to get that list from the building department, but to the major, many bigger areas that could need repair or replacement, that's what a home inspector could help you with. And you can find one by going to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors at ashi.org, ASHI.org.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate the information.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, a few all-in-one weekend projects that you can fit in between Saturday coffee and Sunday dinner when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtrete, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we here at Team Money Pit make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Louise on the line who's got some mystery stains on a mailbox. What's going on?
Okay, I have a brick mailbox, and it seems to have salt deposits leaking through the outside of it.
Is it in the way of a lawn sprinkler by any chance?
No, it isn't.
Because often what happens if it gets groundwater splashed on it, and that can happen if you have sprinklers and wells, a lot of mineral salts in there that will dry and basically adhere to the outside. You know, what's happening here is you are seeing some sort of mineral deposits, and you're going to have to clean it. And the best way to clean it, believe it or not, is to mix up a vinegar and water solution, because vinegar melts the salts.
Wow.
So you can, you know, mix them up in a bucket, splash it down, you know, with a nice soft bristle brush, scrub it, and that should make those disappear. They may come back. But the other thing that you could think about doing, once it gets nice and dry and clean, is to apply a masonry sealer to it. And if you use a silicone-based masonry sealer, you want to get one that's vapor permeable so it doesn't trap the water underneath the sealer surface and so lets it breathe and stops it from cracking and chipping. But that should slow down the showing up of any additional salt stains.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
All right, Louise, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you love to take on home improvements over the weekend, you know that some of them can take a month of weekends to get done, but some can easily be knocked out in a day or two. So here's a few all-in-one weekend projects that you can fit in between Saturday morning coffee and Sunday evening dinner.
All right. First up, you can paint your tub or your tub surround. We owe a lot to our tubs, good hygiene for one, so there's no reason you shouldn't give yours a little TLC. Now, the problem is most tubs get so grungy over time that no amount of scrubbing is going to make them shine. So the answer is tub and tile refinishing kits. They contain everything you need to repaint ceramic, porcelain, and fiberglass, or even steel or acrylic tubs. You want to look for epoxy-based kits for maximum durability. Now, I had a good experience with one called Ecopel, E-K-O-P-E-L. I used it on a very cool-looking sort of 1960s-style tub. It had like, it almost looked like it had racing stripes, so the way the tub was modeled. And it looked awful, except for that original design, because the finish was worn, and I even think it had a coat of paint somewhere along the way. But by the time I was done with it, it looked like it came right out of the factory. It was just amazing. But the key here for the epoxy products, you got to follow the instructions. They really lay it out step by step. And if you do that, it's going to come out great. And, you know, while the finish might not last as long as a new tub, it doesn't cost anything near that same cost either. And it gives you a chance to really refresh your bathroom's look.
All right. Now, also think about remodeling your fireplace. Fireplaces are the focal point of the living room or den, and that fireplace does deserve attention, especially when it comes to your decor. However, revamping that fireplace doesn't have to mean that you're springing for an expensive replacement. You can top it off with crown molding, refinish with stone facade, or even something as simple as repainting. These are all ways that you can breathe fresh life into an old hearth. Just remember that painting decision carefully, because once you paint, you can't go back. Well, you can,
right.
But it is a lot of work.
All right, so next, you could DIY an outdoor fire pit. You know, tell your neighbors to bring the marshmallows, because fall is the prime fire pit season, and backyard fire pits are fun and really the stuff autumn memories are made of. Now, they're not too difficult to build yourself either. Check out the kits from Pavestone, which contain everything you need. So there you have it. There's a few weekend projects that you could knock off in just a couple of days. If you'd like more ideas, just go to moneypit.com and search for weekend projects.
All right, we've got Arthur in Tennessee on the line. He's dealing with a painting problem. What happened?
Not much. I'm working on a building in old downtown Johnson City, building the 1890s, and
fantastic.
Trying to strip some brick.
Okay.
I've stripped part of the brick that was done in the 1950s and had good success, but this is older brick, and I'm not even sure. I think it was made on site, and it's solid and everything, but I wondered what kind of modern options were out there for getting paint off of brick.
What did you use to get the paint off of the 1950s brick?
I used a product called Peel Away, and it worked great.
Okay. And did you try the same product on the older brick?
I'm afraid to use it because it's got a rougher finish.
Well, that means you're going to have more binding of the paint to the surface. But what I would do is I would try it in an area that was perhaps a bit less conspicuous, you know, like not at eye level, maybe down towards the bottom, or if there's any other area that you really don't care as much about. If you had good success with that particular product, I don't see any reason not to continue with it, at least to see what happens. Is this a product that is environmentally friendly, or do you find that it's pretty caustic?
It says it's biodegradable and a water-based product, but, you know, you do wear gloves and wear long sleeves, but it's amazing on how it works. I've had people come by and say, well, why aren't you using sandblasting or dry ice? And I didn't know if that is an option or.
Well, here's why you definitely can't use sandblasting, because those old bricks will be damaged by that process. And, okay. And it, you know, it's costly as well. So I would tell you, if the product that you're using is working well, I see no reason not to keep working with that. And I'm not really familiar with dry ice, but I can't imagine that that's very easy to use. Certainly, it's very difficult to handle.
Well, I don't see it being
potentially
taken off
as well.
Paint very well.
Yeah, I agree. I'd stick with what you're working on. If you got concerns about it, I would definitely try an inconspicuous area, whether that's the back of the building or the bottom of the building, you know, someplace that you don't care about as much. We always give that advice when you're using a product like this. And then just go on from there.
Okay. Hey, I really appreciate it, and I love your guys' show.
Well, thanks, Art. Good luck with that project, and congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a really beautiful building when you're done.
This is the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on this beautiful autumn weekend, let us give you a hand. Give us a call or shoot us an email at moneypit.com so we can help you out. Coming up, there's a reason this season is called fall. We're going to share tips on how you can get rid of all of those leaves when the Money Pit returns.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jesse in Florida wrote in to Team Money Pit saying, I'm about to put my house on the market. How can I find out what is required for a certificate of occupancy on my home so that I can make any required repairs or upgrades before the home changes hands and before any home inspection is performed?
Well, you ought to be checking with your local municipality, your town, because if there is a certificate of occupancy, they're going to tell you exactly what they require. It's not like they require you to bring everything in your house up to modern building code, because that's unreasonable, but they're going to probably require doors and windows to operate and smoke detectors to operate and that sort of thing. So check with them first. You can also ask your realtor, because they deal with this every day. And if you're concerned about the condition of property, get a home inspection done yourself. Hire your own home inspection, because this way you'll find out how the house shows in the eyes of a professional home inspector, and you can address any issues before a buyer is involved.
All right, now we've got Darlene in New York asking, did you say that a pasty mixture of salt, vinegar, and baking soda is good for polishing brass?
Not exactly. It's actually salt and lemon juice, and it can be used on both brass and copper. You want to make sure you use real lemons, not bottled lemon juice. You know, Leslie, when the kids are small, we like to get those souvenir pennies when we go to different places. You know,
flat.
And so Dad's job when we would go to dinner would be to grab the lemon from the nearest iced tea glass and the salt shaker, and make up a paste and polish it up real bright and shiny. They always got a kick out of that. But you know what, guys? We have a lot of recipes for natural cleaning products just like that that you can make yourself on MoneyPit.com. They're also featured in my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies, which you can check out at MoneyPit.com/dummies. So here's a couple of examples. Mildew remover. You can brew up a strong thyme tea. And alternatively, you could use equal parts white vinegar and salt to strip mildew away. Then you've got a sink and toilet bowl cleaner. Just create a paste using baking soda or borax and a little squeeze of lemon juice. You can create a more abrasive cleaner using baking soda or borax alone. And then furniture polish. Just mix a half a cup of lemon juice to one cup of olive oil, and away you go. Everything will be shiny and safe at the same time, because you made all these cleaners yourself.
All right, good tips. Enjoy that cleaning, Darlene.
Well, there's a reason the season is called fall, and Leslie has tips on how to handle getting rid of all those leaves in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
That's right. You know, fall is upon us, and with all of those leaves falling from the trees, have you ever noticed that many people like to burn the leaves? You know, burning them is not necessarily the best idea, as flames can, very easily spread. Plus, you're giving up the nutrients that those leaves have in them to help feed your yard. Now, a safer option is to toss those leaves into a compost bin to nurture flowers and veggie gardens come springtime. If your lawnmower is suited for mulching, you can actually run it over all of the leaves, and the chopped up pieces of the leaves are going to help feed your grass as it kind of remains dormant throughout the winter months. And of course, if your town offers leaf pickup, you may be able to just kind of rake them all off to the curb. But here's a trick for that. Drag the tarp to the street and then dump those leaves. It's going to make that job go a lot quicker, and you're not going to be sort of raking piles, moving one pile, moving another pile, and kind of do it all at once. So whatever you do with your leaves, let's have a beautiful autumn season.
Well, fall is definitely the start of the busy season for plumbers as well, because with all that holiday cooking and cleanup, your pipes definitely suffer the consequences. On the next edition of Money Pit, we're going to share how to avoid a costly emergency call to the plumber and keep the water flowing. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump says he wants to sell out Madison Square Garden this weekend.
New York is not a swing state, but Trump will hold a campaign rally inside the famous Midtown Manhattan Arena on Sunday evening. He has long said he believes that he can win New York, even though it is overwhelmingly Democratic. But staging a rally at Madison Square Garden is in line with Trump's record of holding events that draw major media attention. And this weekend's event is sure to do just that in the home stretch of the presidential campaign. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kamala Harris' campaign remains silent following a call from GOP congressional leaders for her to stop using dangerous rhetoric.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell released a relatively rare joint statement Friday, demanding Harris cease using such rhetoric and reminding her of the two recent assassination attempts against Trump. The Republican leader said in the statement less than 2 weeks before the election, quote, labeling a political opponent as a fascist risks inviting yet another would-be assassin to try robbing voters of their choice before Election Day. The statement noted that, quote, in the week since the second sobering reminder, the Democratic nominee for President of the United States has only fanned the flames beneath a boiling cauldron of political animus. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, growing concerns and fears over artificial intelligence creating false words when it's used in medical settings.
Experts are warning about a flaw in OpenAI's Whisper program, which can make up text, including violent rhetoric, racial comments, and imaginary medical treatments. Doctors are using Whisper-based tools to transcribe patients' consultations. Even though OpenAI is warning, it should not be used in high-risk situations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israel has attacked Iran military sites with a series of pre-dawn airstrikes in response to the ballistic missiles earlier this month. More at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
A strong majority of California voters favor a new bill that would crack down on crime. Bob Agnew reports.
According to a survey from the Public Policy Institute of California, nearly three-quarters of the California electorate plans to vote in favor of Proposition 36. The high-profile ballot measure will increase penalties for some theft and drug-related crimes. Republican Congressman Kevin Kiley, happily writing on X, a new PPIC poll shows Prop 36, the measure to make crime illegal again, is leading by a margin of 73% to 25%. Sanity is around the corner. Bob Agnew reporting.
Delta Airlines is suing the cybersecurity firm that's been blamed for causing a global technology outage last summer. Delta has filed suit against CrowdStrike, saying the company caused it to lose more than
$500 million because of thousands of canceled flights. Delta says CrowdStrike cut corners by failing to test an update before sending it to Microsoft. More at townhall.com. Authorities in Italy have arrested one of the country's most wanted drug traffickers. Here's BBC correspondent Paul Moss.
It was back in 2020 that Luigi Belvedere went on the run. The 34-year-old was then sentenced in his absence to more than 18 years in jail. That apparently did not deter him. Police say he continued to ship cocaine from South America to Europe. But they had a photograph of Belvedere posing by the tomb of the late Pablo Escobar, perhaps Colombia's most notorious gang leader, who came from the city of Medellin. And it was in Medellin that Belvedere was finally caught and arrested on Thursday night.
Correspondent Paul Moss. Thieves have a nose for fine cheese that pulled off a massive cheddar ripoff in London. Neil's Yard Dairy says a con artist, posing as a wholesale distributor for a major French retailer, made off with $48,000 worth of award-winning cheddar before realizing it had been scammed. More at townhall.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to. I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand
and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-353-0974. That's 800-353-0974. 800-353-0974.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Illegal disposable Chinese vapes are flooding store shelves and infiltrating our schools. The next administration must take immediate action. Here's former Arizona law enforcement officer Joby Dickinson.
Illegal disposable vapes are being smuggled into the U.S. The FDA has failed to crack down, and teen vaping of these Chinese-made illegal products has surged. Our next president must commit to cracking down on these illegal imports. It's time for accountability.
This message is brought to you by the Border Security Alliance.
The Money Pit is presented by FineTape.com. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place, because that's what we do. We help you improve your home. We help you solve DIY dilemmas. We help you get ready for things that are happening. Like right now, you're probably getting ready for the big Halloween coming up here in just several days, I guess. But whatever's on your to-do list, you can swing it right on over to ours by calling us those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Just ahead on the Money Pit, big winter storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. We're going to share some tips on how to check your house for damage, both visible and invisible.
And now that it's fall, clogged gutters are common and might seem like a small issue, but they can actually lead to serious and costly damage. We're going to break down 8 reasons why regular gutter cleaning is crucial for your home.
And if you guys love to take on home improvements over a weekend, but you know that some of them can take a month of weekends to get done, we're going to share some that can easily be knocked out in a day or two. We've got a few all-in-one weekend projects that you can fit between Saturday morning coffee and Sunday dinner. We will list them out.
All right, but first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug-of-war with your house, and your house is winning? Well, we are here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we're your one-stop shop for all things DIY.
So reach out to us right now with your questions. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, for the quickest possible response, go to moneyfit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and hit send. Your question will come right to us so we can get back to you ASAP. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Peggy in Louisiana is on the line with a concrete question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a slab concrete bottom, and it's built up with the board skeletons, and it's covered with vinyl siding. And being in Louisiana, it rains a lot, and the rain comes on the porch to where it's eating the inside wall, which is wooden on the bottom. And I want to know how I can seal the outside vinyl siding to concrete slab to keep the water from coming in.
So what's happening is that your concrete slab is in contact with the bottom of the vinyl siding. Is that correct?
Yes.
And right under that siding, is that a wood wall all the way down to the bottom where that slab is? Because typically you'd have about 6 inches of foundation before you started the siding at a minimum, and then the vinyl siding would start. So if your vinyl siding is going down flush to the slab, it's going to be almost impossible for you to seal it in any way, shape, or form from the outside and stop that from happening. Your only chance would be to take the siding off and then to install some flexible flashings. There's different types of flashing that you can use. There are rubberized flashings that are very good because you can basically form them wherever you need to get that entire area as tight as you possibly can, and then put the siding back on top of that. Siding itself, especially vinyl siding, you know, if you were to caulk that or anything of that nature, it's not really designed to seal in that way. So I feel like you're just going to be kind of running yourself in circles there. And while it could stop to some extent or slow down, at least temporarily, that leakage that you're reporting, the only way to really fix that and to get to the bottom of it is to pull that siding off and to flash it. And the only, we're only talking about the bottom of the siding here, not the, all the siding on the house. But the bottom couple of pieces would have to come off to do this job.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, we're going up to Dale in Kansas, who's working on an attic makeover. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought this little house, and it's got the vent ridge down the center of the peak of the roof, and then one 2x2 square opening on the end, and it doesn't seem like that's adequate ventilation to get rid of the heat.
So you have no soffit vents at all? You have just have this ridge, you have the ridge vent, the gable vents, and no soffit vents at the overhang of the roof?
And okay. I put a 12-inch turbine vent on it, but I'm thinking I need more than just that 2-foot square vent. I was thinking about putting 4 12-inch, I don't know what to call them besides the dump vents, down towards the lower end of the roof.
Okay, well, you're on the right track, so let's talk about attic ventilation and the way it's supposed to work. So the attic is always supposed to be the same temperature as the outside. So if it's hot outside, it should be hot in the attic, and if it's cold outside, it should be cold in the attic. Basically, the attic has to be well ventilated for that to happen. Now, you have actually half of what I usually recommend as a ventilation system, and that's a continuous ridge vent down the peak of the roof. The second half of that, though, are soffit vents at the overhang of the roof. Soffit vents are good because as the wind blows across the house, that soffit area pressurizes and pushes air up into that soffit. That rides up underneath the roof sheathing where it carts away heat in the summer and moisture in the winter and then exits at the ridge. And that same wind that's pushing positively against the side of the house and the soffit vents is actually creating sort of a negative pressure at the ridge. So you get this kind of nice continuous flow. And if you have that working for you, then actually what you should do is block off those gable vents, because that's going to kind of interrupt that nice flow that we've created. Now, in your case, you have no soffit vents. I would first explore the potential of putting in soffit vents. The other idea that you suggested was putting in regular roof vents, but lower on the roof. You know, not a terrible idea, but not nearly as efficient as soffit vents. And if you don't have a soffit, there's a type of vent called a drip edge vent, which basically extends the roof line about 2 inches, creates a short soffit that's pretty effective. But if you can get continuous soffit and ridge venting, that's really all you need. The other types of ventilators, the turbine that you mentioned, that kind of stuff, you know, it looks like it does a lot, but it's really nowhere near as effective as having that continuous open ridge and the continuous open soffit, okay?
I've never seen, I'm not familiar with that.
Drip edge vent? Google drip edge vent, and I think CertainTeed, I know CertainTeed makes it, I'm sure others do as well. And it's a really effective little vent. Now, you may have to do some modifications of your roof shingles at the overhang to get this in. But considering you're going to have to modify your roof anyway to put those roof vents in, I think that's probably the best way to go for homes that don't have a soffit, because it does create that intake point down low on the roof, which is going to really let a lot of air in, and I think you'll see a big difference.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on this autumny weekend at the Money Pit. Coming up after a big storm, the damage isn't always obvious. We're going to share expert tips on how you can spot the hidden issues that could cost you big if they are left unchecked. From cracked foundations to soaked electrical systems, all of that is next on the Money Pit. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtri, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features 4 stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you tackling projects? Do you feel like you're kind of bumbling through them? Maybe you're ready to renovate like a pro? Well, if you are, tune into the Money Pit podcast for expert tips and tricks. Whether you're working on a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you can gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help.
Mary from Massachusetts is on the line and needs some help with finishing a project. What can we do for you?
Well, I live in a very old home, and the front, I have double front doors that are made of walnut. They're very heavy and very thick, but somewhere along the line, somebody put some kind of finish on them, so now they're peeling. They face the east, so they get the west, so they get a lot of summer hot sun. And I just don't know how to get everything off and then refinish them.
So what are the doors made out of? Are they wood doors?
Oh, yes. They're solid walnut, and they're about an inch and a half thick.
Okay. And the finish that's on it, is it a clear, like a urethane-type finish that's peeling?
Yes, it looks like that. And then there's some kind of stain on the door that turns really dark, dark wood.
Okay. So listen, first of all, congratulations on having a really beautiful set of doors. Walnut doors are very rare, and that's terrific. So they're worth putting the time into it, and time you will need for this project, Mary. What you need to do is you need to strip all that old finish off. What I would do is I would take the doors off of the hinges. I'd lay them on a couple of sawhorses. I'd have a vibrating sander. I would just start to sand that finish away and get all of that down to raw wood. It is totally worth it, because you can't put, you know, good finish over bad finish. You got to get down to that wood. Now, once you're down to the wood, since it's a darker wood, you know, you may or may not want to stain it. If it turns out that there's some unevenness in the coloring of the wood, you could think about adding a stain to try to sort of blend it all in. And then on top of that, you're going to put a new finish. Now, since these doors face the sun, what I would use is I would use a marine varnish on that. And the key difference with marine varnish is it has exceptionally high UV protection. So it's going to stand up to that UV radiation from the sun and not peel off quite as easily as just any other exterior UV would. So strip it down to the raw wood, stain it as needed, and then refinish it with a marine varnish. I would use a satin, not a gloss, because it'll make the doors look a lot nicer. And then just enjoy them. If you do this, even though it's going to take you a long time, you know, it's going to last for years to come. Now, look, it's also not the kind of project that you can bang out in the afternoon. So this may be a situation where you pop the door off the hinges, which is pretty easy to do. You get it out on the sawhorses. You do as much as you can for the day. You put the door back on the hinges, and you close it in whatever shape it's in at that moment. And then the next time you have time to do this, you take the door off and continue. So it can just kind of continue on. I don't want you to try to do this vertically. It's going to make you much more tired. Believe me, gravity plays a big part in being able to do this well. And if it's laid out flat on a couple of sawhorses in a shady area, it's just going to be a lot easier for you to work on it.
Okay, just one other quick question. What weight of sandpaper do you use on the vibrating sander?
That's a great question. It depends on kind of how it behaves, so to speak, when you start to use it, but I would start with a medium grit. So that's going to be around 100 to 125, maybe 150. The thing is, if you go too fine to start, you might find that the paper clogs up. There's also a type of paper that's available that looks more like screening or netting. And when you're working with finishes, that type of material tends to clog less. So if you're in the home center aisle and you see that as an option, that's something that you might want to give it a try until you find the paper that works the best. Try not to put too much pressure on it. You don't want to, if you lean in and push hard down on it and not let the machine do its work, what will happen is some of that old finish is going to heat up and it'll kind of gunk up the paper and ruin it, and you'll just have to get a new piece and continue. But you're gonna, you know, it's gonna take you a while, and you're gonna have to do a lot of handwork as well. And speaking of which, if you have sort of nooks and crannies, if you have sort of moldings in the storage you have to get into, there are sanding sponges
that companies like 3M make. I also see these, you know, in the home center paint aisle, like at Home Depot. And these sanding sponges, I really like them because they're squishy, but they're abrasive, so you can actually crush it up against that uneven molding. You know, press it in there, work it up and down, and it does a good job. Okay.
Oh, okay, because there is molding in it. They're not even flush doors.
Yeah, you'll find that sanding sponge really handy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
Good luck, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, major weather events like hurricanes and severe storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake. But there also can be hidden damage that turns into big expenses down the road. We have some tips on how you can check your house after a storm.
Yep. So first off, let's talk about foundations. If you get heavy accumulations of water, well, that can cause a home's foundation to weaken and potentially fail. So check yours carefully along both the indoor and outdoor surfaces, and you want to look for areas that are cracked or bulging.
All right, now you've got to identify the flooded electrical fixtures. Anything that has been underwater definitely needs to be replaced. That includes outlets, appliances, major system machinery like your furnace. Contaminants in that water can damage all of the sensitive components, and that can lead to malfunctions and even electrical fires.
Now, here's a big one, high winds. They can also take quite a toll on the outer skin of your house and leave damage in a lot of areas. So you want to...
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
A lot of energy savings. So I do encourage you to take a look at that. The light bulbs certainly are one thing, and the thermostat is another. You know, being strategic with the drapes and the blinds and making sure that the south windows are well covered so that you reduce heat gain. These are things that you as a renter can do and that will have an impact on your energy bill.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Dane. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit and congratulations on your new child.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit at this beautiful fall weekend. Whatever you are working on, let us lend you a hand. Coming up, you could be risking roof leaks, foundation damage, and even pest infestations without regular gutter maintenance. We're going to tell you how cleaning those gutters can save you from major repairs, so stick around.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Who is the Department of Homeland Security supposed to help?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Mayorkas is saying FEMA's running out of money. But this past year, we spent $24 billion in Ukraine, $11 billion in Israel, and billions more to smaller nations. Who are their real priorities?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This forgotten corner of the American kingdom holds all the keys to the White House, and the pollsters ignore it at their peril. Find out who's really going to make the difference in election 2024 on this week's edition.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
From Kansas City, Missouri, since 2017, the Veterans Community Project's focus has been to provide permanent housing to veterans. Brandon Nixon, chief project officer and co-founder, said their model keeps expanding nationwide, enabling them to change thousands of lives. Nixon has worked for 7 years to ensure veterans have a roof over their heads, a sense of pride outside their homes, as they work together to improve their lives and job skills. The project serves more than 1,200 veterans each year in Kansas City. Nixon said there are 7 VCP communities across the country with plans to build more. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Kay in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help changing a wall surface. What's going on, Kay?
Well, it is a sturdy home, cinder block, probably just that thick, but it has been bricked on the outside. But the inside, I would just like something a little more pleasant to look at.
Okay, that makes sense. So are we talking about a basement here?
No, this is an above ground. It was a cabin on a lake property.
So you need a paint that can cover the masonry block walls.
Well, a paint or a stucco or something that gives it a different texture than a cinder block look.
Okay, the process of coating the interior walls isn't as much stucco as it is plastering. So what has to happen is that wall surface has to be covered with a layer of plaster, much in the same way they used to build plaster walls, you know, many, many years ago in say, the 30s or the 40s. In fact, in the late 40s, they used to plaster right over drywall, and that was one of the best wall constructions ever. So those are the options that you have to choose from. Doing the plaster is probably not the job you want to do as your first DIY project, but if you work with a plastering company, somebody who does this every day, they would have the skills to make the plaster look nice and smooth and have an attractive surface without really taking up much space in terms of, you know, it getting too thick.
Right, right. Well, that's strange. I have plaster walls on my house at home.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to follow you to the new house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Keeping your gutters clean isn't just about keeping things tidy. It's crucial for protecting your home from serious damage. So here are 8 reasons why it's important to make sure you clean those gutters regularly. Now, first, clogged gutters can lead to foundation damage. Water that doesn't drain properly can pool around your home, causing cracks in the foundation.
Second, it prevents roof leaks. Now, when gutters are blocked, that water backs up under your shingles, and that can lead to rot and leaks. Third, it stops damage to your fascia and the soffits. Overflowing water from clogged gutters can cause these important parts of your whole entire roof structure to completely deteriorate.
And fourth, clean gutters help prevent water damage inside your home, including basement flooding. Uncontrolled water can seep into your basement or crawl space and lead to costly repairs. And fifth, it reduces the risk of mold and mildew. Standing water near your foundation creates a perfect environment for mold to grow, which can lead to health issues.
And sixth, that's right, we're up to 6.
Gutter cleaning, it does protect your landscaping. Water that overflows can actually erode the soil and damage the plants and shrubs around your house. And seventh, I think this is our big finale, pest infestations can be prevented if you clean those gutters. Clogged gutters are a breeding ground for insects like mosquitoes, and then it attracts rodents looking for nesting spots. Totally gross. So let's clean these gutters, you guys.
And finally, clean gutters extend the life of your gutters themselves. By reducing the weight and the strain of trapped debris, you prevent sagging and premature wear. So keep those gutters clean, and you're going to protect your home from expensive repairs, avoid health risks, and even save your landscaping.
Scott in Missouri's on the line needing some advice on a rental property. How can we help you with that?
I've inherited some rental properties from my late father. They're in pretty bad shape, needing roofs, and you look at them, you can see the roof's starting to bow in, and I was wondering who I can get with to find out the building codes for rental properties.
So probably the best thing for you to do is to hire an independent professional home inspector, and you may have to do some interviewing of home inspectors to find one that's particularly savvy and experienced with commercial inspections, because that's what you're talking about. And there are specialists that are out there. And they can review this property with an eye towards identifying a punch list for you of elements that will probably have to be repaired or replaced to make those apartments safe and viable for tenants. You know, if you go the route of having contractors do these inspections, you're basically, you know, letting the mouse into the cheese house, so to speak, because they're just going to find stuff they want to sell you to fix. You know, see what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're better off with somebody who's an independent inspection professional who just wants to give you the right advice. And that, in the end, is going to save you money and give you the ability to make good decisions on what has to be done.
Yeah. Who can I talk to find the building codes and the standards for rental property?
That would be the building department of your local municipality. And they're going to have a set of codes that they apply to just rental properties in their jurisdiction, and it's not necessarily going to be up-to-date building code, the same code that you would have if it was, say, a new construction. They're going to have some safety codes that they're going to want you to apply to your house. So we're talking about things like in an apartment, making sure that the windows operate so you can get out in the event of a fire, and making sure you have smoke detectors and covering every bedroom, and making sure you have a carbon monoxide detector, and you know, things of that nature. So they're going to have a set of standards for their area. You need to get that list from the building department, but to the major, many bigger areas that could need repair or replacement, that's what a home inspector could help you with. And you can find one by going to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors at ashi.org, ASHI.org.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate the information.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, a few all-in-one weekend projects that you can fit in between Saturday coffee and Sunday dinner when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble-veined surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we here at Team Money Pit make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Louise on the line who's got some mystery stains on a mailbox. What's going on?
Okay, I have a brick mailbox, and it seems to have salt deposits leaking through the outside of it.
Is it in the way of a lawn sprinkler by any chance?
No, it isn't.
Because often what happens if it gets groundwater splashed on it, and that can happen if you have sprinklers and wells, a lot of mineral salts in there that will dry and basically adhere to the outside. You know, what's happening here is you are seeing some sort of mineral deposits, and you're going to have...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Knock off in just a couple of days. If you'd like more ideas, just go to moneypit.com and search for weekend projects.
All right, we've got Arthur in Tennessee on the line. He's dealing with a painting problem. What happened?
Not much. I'm working on a building in old downtown Johnson City, building the 1890s, and trying to strip some brick.
Okay.
I've stripped part of the brick that was done in the 1950s and had good success, but this is older brick, and I'm not even sure. I think it was made on site, and it's solid and everything, but I wondered what kind of modern options were out there for getting paint off of brick.
What did you use to get the paint off of the 1950s brick?
I used a product called Peel Away, and it worked great.
Okay. And did you try the same product on the older brick?
I'm afraid to use it because it's got a rougher finish.
Well, that means you're going to have more binding of the paint to the surface. But what I would do is I would try it in an area that was perhaps a bit less conspicuous, you know, like not at eye level, maybe down towards the bottom, or if there's any other area that you really don't care as much about. If you had good success with that particular product, I don't see any reason not to continue with it, at least to see what happens. Is this a product that is environmentally friendly, or do you find that it's pretty caustic?
It says it's biodegradable and a water-based product, but, you know, you do wear gloves and wear long sleeves, but it's amazing on how it works. I've had people come by and say, well, why aren't you using sandblasting or dry ice? And I didn't know if that is an option or.
Well, here's why you definitely can't use sandblasting, because those old bricks will be damaged by that process, and okay. And it, you know, it's costly as well. So I would tell you, if the product that you're using is working well, I see no reason not to keep working with that. And I'm not really familiar with dry ice, but I can't imagine that that's very easy to use. Certainly, it's very difficult to handle.
Well, I don't see it being
potentially
taken off
as well.
Paint very well.
Yeah, I agree. I'd stick with what you're working on. If you got concerns about it, I would definitely try an inconspicuous area, whether that's the back of the building or the bottom of the building. You know, someplace that you don't care about as much. We always give that advice when you're using a product like this, and then just go on from there.
Okay. Hey, I really appreciate it, and I love your guys' show.
Well, thanks, Art. Good luck with that project, and congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a really beautiful building when you're done.
This is the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on this beautiful autumn weekend, let us give you a hand. Give us a call or shoot us an email at moneypit.com so we can help you out. Coming up, there's a reason this season is called fall. We're going to share tips on how you can get rid of all of those leaves when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number. alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This $99 travel offer is for vacation-minded consumers who see the value in owning a timeshare. If you're the kind of person that loves going to the same destination every year, a timeshare can be perfect for you. And Westgate Resorts is the right company to call. We may have the perfect vacation destination for you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jesse in Florida wrote in to Team Money Pit saying, I'm about to put my house on the market. How can I find out what is required for a certificate of occupancy on my home so that I can make any required repairs or upgrades before the home changes hands and before any home inspection is performed?
Well, you ought to be checking with your local municipality, your town, because if there is a certificate of occupancy, they're going to tell you exactly what they require. It's not like they require you to bring everything in your house up to modern building code, because that's unreasonable, but they're going to probably require doors and windows to operate and smoke detectors to operate and that sort of thing. So check with them first. You can also ask your realtor, because they deal with this every day. And if you're concerned about the condition of property, get a home inspection done yourself. Hire your own home inspection, because this way you'll find out how the house shows in the eyes of a professional home inspector, and you can address any issues before a buyer is involved.
All right, now we've got Darlene in New York asking, did you say that a pasty mixture of salt, vinegar, and baking soda is good for polishing brass?
Not exactly. It's actually salt and lemon juice, and it can be used on both brass and copper. You want to make sure you use real lemons, not bottled lemon juice. You know, Leslie, when the kids are small, we like to get those souvenir pennies when we go to different places, you know,
flat.
And so Dad's job when we would go to dinner would be to grab the lemon from, you know, the nearest iced tea glass and the salt shaker and make up a paste and polish it up real bright and shiny. They always got a kick out of that. But you know what, guys? We have a lot of recipes for natural cleaning products just like that that you can make yourself on MoneyPit.com. They're also featured in my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies, which you can check out at MoneyPit.com/dummies. So here's a couple of examples. Mildew remover. You can brew up a strong thyme tea, and alternatively, you could use equal parts white vinegar and salt to strip mildew away. Then you've got a sink and toilet bowl cleaner. Just create a paste using baking soda or borax and a little squeeze of lemon juice. You can create a more abrasive cleaner using baking soda or borax alone. And then furniture polish. Just mix a half a cup of lemon juice to 1 cup of olive oil, and away you go. Everything will be shiny and safe at the same time because you made all these cleaners yourself.
All right, good tips. Enjoy that cleaning, Darlene.
Well, there's a reason the season is called fall, and Leslie has tips on how to handle getting rid of all those leaves in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
That's right. You know, fall is upon us, and with all of those leaves fallen from the trees, have you ever noticed that many people like to burn the leaves? You know, burning them is not necessarily the best idea, as flames can, you know, very easily spread. Plus, you're giving up the nutrients that those leaves have in them to help feed your yard. Now, a safer option is to toss those leaves into a compost bin to nurture flowers and veggie gardens come springtime. If your lawnmower is suited for mulching, you can actually run it over all of the leaves, and the chopped up pieces of the leaves are going to help feed your grass as it kind of remains dormant throughout the winter months. And of course, if your town offers leaf pickup, you may be able to just kind of rake them all off to the curb. But here's a trick for that. Drag the tarp to the street and then dump those leaves. It's going to make that job go a lot quicker, and you're not going to be sort of raking piles, moving one pile, moving another pile. It kind of do it all at once. So whatever you do with your leaves, let's have a beautiful autumn season.
Well, fall is definitely the start of the busy season for plumbers as well, because with all that holiday cooking and cleanup, your pipes definitely suffer the consequences. On the next edition of Money Pit, we're going to share how to avoid a costly emergency call to the plumber and keep the water flowing. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. Welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show on this Wednesday in the afternoon. Before the John Kelly story broke in the Atlantic, I had a chance to sit down, talk to the former president of the United States. Here's a listen. It's my pleasure to bring back on to the Brian Kilmeade Show the 45th President of the United States, who wants to be the 47th, President Donald Trump. Mr. President, how do you feel with just 13 days to go?
Can you believe it? First of all this time, all these years, all this work, but I feel very good. She's taking the day off, and she's taking another day off. I don't believe in – I've gone 52 days in a row. And another 13 days left, and I'm just leaving to make a big speech in North Carolina. And I feel very good. If you look at the early voting, which you know as well as anybody, it's looking very, very strong. I think it's people are voting for us at levels that no Republican has ever seen before.
Republicans tried to stay away from early voting. You were unsure about, especially in 2020. Florida started voting. Are you going to vote early, kind of set an example, or do you want to set an example on voting day?
Yeah, I'm very mixed on it. I mean, I'm okay with the Tuesday voting, which they like doing, Republicans like. And I'm also, I say the main thing is vote. But ideally, I guess a lot of people would like to see early voting, you know, where you stand a little bit. And I'm okay either way, Brian, really. I really am.
When you talk about stuff that you're doing, word is out that you're going to sit down with the number one podcaster in the country, Joe Rogan. You've met him a couple of times. Why is this the right time to do the interview? It's going to go about 3 hours. That's a huge commitment with a guy with everything's in play.
Well, I don't know. I think he talked about doing it, and I don't know. We talked about it for a long time, and I think he's a nice guy. I've met him a couple of times at the fights, and I don't know. It's not, just seems something to do. It's no real strategy there, Brian. I do it, and I do a lot of shows, good, bad, or indifferent. I do a lot of shows, and they come out good. We're leading. We won the Republican nomination in a record time, and you know, it's right. The fastest anyone's ever won it. And we're doing very well now. We're up in the polls against this woman who's, you know, and I say it loudly, she's a low IQ person. We've had a low IQ person for the last 4 years. We cannot afford to have it any longer. And it's sort of, isn't it amazing though, when you have 13 days left that somebody takes off and you're talking about the presidency? That's not what we want.
When you, by
let's
the way,
see how, and as far as Rogan's concerned, you know, I enjoy him. I don't get to listen too much. I don't have, you know, a lot of time to sit down and listen, but I think it might be very interesting.
I think he's fantastic. I don't think he can go wrong. And the one thing we have in common, I did the first UFCs with Jim Brown when no one knew what it was. And Joe Rogan helped make it, along with Dana White, one of the most successful franchises in the world. I want you to hear, you talk about illegal immigration and migrants overrunning cities, like we have 66,000 here right now.
Right.
President Obama brought that up. He's the surrogate who is doing work while the vice president does perhaps other things or interviews. I want you to hear what he said.
And the reason some people think, wow, I don't know, I remember that economy when he first came in being pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good because it was my economy.
So we'll talk about the illegal immigrants, what he said, but for there and the economy, is that why your economy did good, because you inherited Obama's?
No, we had a whole different thing, a whole different philosophy. My economy did good because I got the tax cuts. I got the greatest tax cuts in the history of our country, and that's what really spurred our economy. We had the best job numbers of anybody. We had the best. I had the best economy in history, and in the history of our country.
Does he deserve credit for it?
You look at it. Yeah, I think I get credit for it. I do. I get credit for that. I get credit for the military. I get credit for not having gone into a war.
Right.
You know, a lot of people thought I'd be in a war in 24 hours, and we had peace through strength. I did take over a mess that they left me with ISIS,
right,
and defeated them in rapid time. You know, we really did. I rebuilt the military.
So you think Obama's correctly characterizing your success, Mr. President? Do you think that he is?
No, but he doesn't. He doesn't characterize anything that's proper. I mean, what he does, he'll say anything that comes to mind, as long as it's positive for him.
Yeah.
I mean, what he did to Biden was pretty incredible. I watched the way he let him off the stage, and I will say what he did to Biden was, I think it was really terrible.
So,
I think it was terrible. They sabotaged Biden. Whether you like Biden or not, he won the nomination, and then they took it away from him. And there's never been a time. There's never been a time where that's happened.
He certainly sounded upbeat. More with Donald Trump, who's going to be running through the tape with a very, very busy schedule, which looks to be much busier than the vice president's. More with Donald Trump in just a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energetic, energized and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Rapper Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial is now set to begin next year, and prosecutors are hinting they could potentially bring new charges against the music mogul. The date now set for May 5th, 2025. Combs was arrested in September on several charges, including sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy. According to the indictment, he allegedly abused women for years, with victims allegedly blackmailed or silenced through violence. At last week's hearing, Combs' attorneys accused DHS agents of leaking grand jury information and orchestrating a smear campaign. His attorney, Anthony Rico.
We really want to put an end to all of the clowning that we see on the internet. This is a serious proceeding with serious consequences.
Combs faces a possible sentence of 15 years to life behind bars if convicted. He's pleaded not guilty and twice been denied bail. Prosecutors say that investigation is ongoing. There's more on the story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. We get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jessica Williams, who stars in the Apple TV Plus series Shrinking, which is back for season two. She was excited for the reunion with her cast and crew.
I really like acting. I do. And I like laughing. Oh, my gosh. I sound like a bachelorette contestant where they're like, I love laughing. And it's like, that's like not a trait. But I'm doing a scene with Michael Urie. Like, there's a joy in the room of being present with someone else. And I don't have my phone, you know. I don't have, like, I'm not on my computer. Nothing else matters but what me and Harrison Ford are doing right now. And that's really an addicting and really nice meditative process.
William shared how now it's also a strong collaboration between the actors and writers as they continue to tell the characters' stories.
Season one was about the writers and us figuring out Gabby together. But season two, it's like they've seen the season. They've had time to think about it. They know how Gabby sounds. I like to drop by and talk to them.
Ashley DeBorgen, Fox News.
Welcome back, everybody. Brian Kilmeade here, as promised. I had a full 30 minutes unedited, uninterrupted with President Donald J. Trump. After the break, as I told you, we're going to have more. Guess what? It's after the break, and here's more.
So I want to talk about what's happening in foreign policy. Right now, Russia's hosting this BRICS summit.
It includes China, India, Brazil, South Africa, Russia, obviously, UAE, Ethiopia, Iran. Together, they represent 20% of the world economy, 43% of the world's population. Is that a threat to the G7? And are you calling on our allies like India and UAE to drop out of it and Turkey to stay out of it?
I'm not calling on anything. I think it's a threat. It's always a threat. But the reason that threat is there is because Biden and Kamala are so pathetic as leaders. They're the worst administration in the history of our country. Jimmy Carter looks brilliant by comparison. I mean, they are the worst. There's never been anything like this administration. They are incompetent. They don't know what they're doing. And we'll end up in World War III over these people. So, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm just blaming them. Because, frankly, if we had a real president, if we had a president that knew what he was doing and a vice president that could help, and she's worse than him. She's worse than him. I really believe that. I think she'll be actually worse than him.
But you do look at BRICS as a threat, and that's something you want to address because they want to get off the dollar. The de-dollarization is what Russia wants to do. Will you?
Well, I'll solve that as soon as I get in, and I will solve it very strong and very nicely, and it won't happen. There's no way we get off the dollar. If we get off the dollar, that's like losing a world war. That would make us a third world country. Losing the dollar, losing the status of the dollar would be a loss almost of a world war. And it's not going to happen. If I'm president, it's not. Now, it would be nice if they could start today instead of January 20th. But you're right. That is a threat to the dollar. And it's a threat militarily. That's a big force you're talking about. And there's no reason for this. This should have never happened.
Before I even premise this, I know you believe in there's indications you're right that Ukraine would never have been invaded if you had won the second term. However, there is a war going on, and you will inherit it if you win. And right now, it's been confirmed, fighting for Russia are North Korean soldiers and Chinese mercenaries. South Korea has indicated if North Korea is going to fight, we'll go. What do you do about this? And is one of the things releasing the restrictions on the weapons that we give Zelensky to actually hit the people before who are hitting you? Because right now they're restricted. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, you mentioned at the beginning, just at the beginning of this question, that, you know, I know it wouldn't have happened. It would not have happened. And that's the sad part. So many people are dead. So many people are killed. So many cities, I mean, almost most of them are just laying on their sides, broken up into smithereens. Right. What a shame. Far more people died, Brian, as you know. You see that. Far more people died. And it's a horrible thing. And I hate what happened.
But that is going to be your problem, Mr. President.
No way it would have happened.
It's going to be on the resolute. Whoever the president is, it's going to be on the resolute desk, top priority. What would you do about that?
It will be a top priority, and I'll get both sides together, and I'll try and knock some sense into them. And I think I'll be successful. But it was a lot easier before it started, that I can tell you. And think of all the lives that were just wasted.
Right. It's Vladimir elected war, Vladimir Putin's elected war. And he basically lost his navy to a bunch of drones that Zelensky, I think they've been brilliant in many ways. But now they got their hands full. They got two other countries fighting against them. I wonder.
And you didn't see that coming, by the way. You didn't see that coming, Brian. You got other countries going, and you have an incompetent president, and you have an incompetent vice president. She is more incompetent than he is.
I want you to hear what's happening. Elise Lotkin, Democrat, Senator Casey, Democrat, are using you in their ads in a positive way. Listen.
Sammy Baldwin got President Trump to sign her Made in America bill.
That's why I wrote a law signed by President Trump, forcing drug companies to show their actual prices.
Casey bucked Biden to protect fracking, and he sided with Trump to end NAFTA and put tariffs on China to stop them from cheating.
Do they deserve credit?
Well, you got two others, because you have in Ohio that's happening, and there's a couple of others, too. I guess it's a compliment, but I just hope it doesn't affect the race. I would imagine it's probably a compliment. No, they're all saying that we were with Trump on the tariffs. At least tariffs are finally becoming popular. I'm not sure how you feel about it, but I will tell you, tariffs are going to make us rich again. Tariffs are the way to go. It's my favorite word in the dictionary, outside of love and religion, Brian.
Well, let's move to Israel. Israel has done the impossible. They've decapitated Hezbollah.
Yeah.
They've released and located their financing and told the Lebanese where to find it. They also have wiped out all but one battalion of Hamas, including their leadership. And now they've all but promised, and it's expected they're going to hit Iran. I know you talked to Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu over the weekend. Without giving away intelligence, I know you're concerned about the leaking or the hacking, whatever it is. What would you say to them about what sites should be hit or not hit inside Iran?
It's sort of ironic the way you put that question, because you say without giving away intelligence. Brian, our intelligence or their intelligence has been totally leaked. That was a massive leak. And somebody is a real enemy to have done that. They've leaked the entire, you know, 70, whatever it is, different plans and versions of it to the world. To the world. Think of it. How would you like to be Israel and wake up and find out that all of your various plans on attacking Iran have been leaked to the media and to the world? And this can only happen to this administration. This group of people is just so bad. And they think it comes out of the Department of Defense, but who knows, right? Who knows?
Do you think it's a sentiment? There's a sentiment in this administration for Iran? And does things change when you come in if you win?
We're going to get everything straightened out. We're going to get Russia and Ukraine settled up. We're going to get them settled up. We're going to work like hell. And I know you'd like to see that. And I know how you feel about it, and I fully understand how you feel about it. We're going to try and get that settled up and stop. We got to stop the killing, the death, all that death and horrible, wasted death. It's so sad to watch. You know, that whole culture has been taken down because those cities are knocked down to the ground for the most part, outside of a few areas. It's, you look at those cities, every single building is, some of them magnificent, those magnificent golden towers and everything, they're all gone, blown to smithereens, and far more people than anybody knows, right? You're going to find that out. But I am going to sit down with them, and I know both of them very well, and I am going to try and get that thing done. I'm going to try and force a peace between them. And then with Israel, that's actually, in a certain way, you might say it's more complicated, but maybe not as difficult if you want to know the truth. It's probably a more complicated situation, but maybe not as difficult.
But if Iran is the
again,
problem.
Again, October 7th, you know, Brian, I think you would be believing in this. October 7th would have never happened. Iran was broke. They didn't have money for Hezbollah. They didn't have money for Hamas. They had no money. They would have made a deal. And I would have made a deal that's good. I want to make a deal that's good for everybody. But we don't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
But if you look at your message to the Arab community, if you look at the Abraham Accords, there's really no administration that's done more. Maybe Jimmy Carter, when he brought Egypt to the table with Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat, to bring the Arab world together with Israel than you guys.
Yeah.
Is that the message to Michigan?
Well, I'll tell you, the message to Michigan really is that if they would have gone with the Accords, so we have the four countries in, we're going to get a lot of countries. We're going to get those countries back in there. The Abraham Accords was one of the greatest things that maybe one of the greatest things, maybe the greatest that the Middle East has seen. It can easily be filled out. And I think it would have been filled out. And I even think there would have been a chance at that time because Iran was not in a great negotiating position. And although I must say over the last 4 weeks, they're not in as good a negotiating position as they would have been a long time before. It's amazing what's happened. Now, had Israel listened to Biden, they would be waiting for a bomb to be dropped on their head right now.
There's a theory that the prime minister, after meeting with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, said that if Trump is not to win, things are going to change dramatically, so I have to win now. Do you believe he changed his strategy after he came to the U.S. and met with them and she did not show up for the joint session of Congress?
Yeah, I don't know, but he's been pretty much on his own. He has not been listening to Biden. Biden wanted them to stop immediately fighting. And if he did, you literally would be waiting for that bomb to drop down on Israel. That's probably what would have happened. And he's in a very strong position right now. But with all of that being said, we'll see what we can do in terms of getting peace. But he has really put himself, Bibi's done a hell of a job of fighting, but he would not listen to Biden. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't listen to Biden. Don't forget, when they made the original, when the United States made the deal, he came here. He was begging Obama, in that time Obama and Biden, but basically Obama, not to make the deal. A deal that I broke, and a deal that it was a great thing that I broke it. You know, if I didn't break that deal, that the deal would be coming through right now. They'd be able to.
It evaporates. Yeah, it would end in 10 years.
No, the biggest problem with that deal was very short term.
Yep.
You know, everyone said, oh, I broke the deal. Of course I broke the deal. The thing would be coming due right now, and they would have a clear path to do it. There was, in theory, nothing you could do about it. So it would have been coming due right now. It was a very short-term deal. It was a lousy deal. Whoever made that deal, which I know who made it, but that was a very bad deal for the United States. It was a really bad deal for Israel, and I terminated it. We're working all these things, Brian, you know, and they're in flux because it's like, what are you going to do? Well, what am I going to do today is going to be what am I going to do tomorrow is going to be different, you know, because it's things, changing rapidly. It's changing rapidly.
And right now you're running.
I'd love to end Ukraine. I'd love to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. I really think that we got to get that one ended. I'd love to see that ended. I thought it's been badly handled by everybody, including Biden. I mean, what he was saying at the time, there's no reason Russia would have gone in. They would have never gone in. And I hate to say that.
Well, you know, it's been a disaster for Russia, too. They've lost 100,000 people. They've been isolated economically and fallen apart. But just to bring it back locally, or actually to Israel real quick, they're going to hit targets, and it's going to be in a matter of weeks. The THAAD missile system is there. They got the Arrow, David Sling, and they have the Iron Dome. Now that it's in place, and Iran has basically sent 150 rockets their way, and is all but bracing for it. Would you like to see them hit the oil fields, the nuclear fields, the military bases?
Well, I don't want to say because it puts me in a very bad position in terms of negotiating. But a lot of people would say, let me put it that way, that you hit the nuclear and you hit the oil. But I don't want to be the one to say that because I don't want to get involved. And I do speak to Bibi and I speak to a lot of people. And, you know, from a negotiating standpoint, if I'm going to be involved. But what people are saying now, Biden is saying the exact opposite. Don't hit the oil and don't hit the nuclear. You know, he's taking the opposite approach. Everything, you know, in history, Brian, if over the last 40 years you went the exact opposite of Joe Biden, every single decision, the exact even if you look at the World Trade Center, let's not hit him. Right.
Yep.
Let's not hit Osama bin Laden.
Yeah,
let's
he said,
not
yeah,
hit him.
Don't take bin Laden.
If you would take the exact opposite of Biden every single time, you would be one of the greatest foreign policy experts in history.
Part of the reason why they seem to have just kicked him to the curb. Some more with Donald Trump right after this. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So I hope you're enjoying the interview with President Donald J. Trump. As we get set, 13 days and counting until it's all said and done. We went 30 minutes, took a couple of breaks there. Here's more of my interview, kind of exclusive, with the 45th president who really believes he's about to be the 47th. I want to talk about something in New York that you can relate to, and that's Danny Penny. This hero Marine, in my view, sees a problem on a subway car and used his training to subdue Jordan Neely. Sadly, maybe due to some drugs in his system, we don't know, he loses his life. Now he's on trial, at stake his freedom, maybe 15 years in prison. Your take on what he's going through and what would you like to see happen?
Well, I guess you have to look at the record of the other gentlemen. We're talking about like 30 or 35 arrests or something like that. It was rough. You're going to have to hear from the people in the subway because they were very, very scared. They were, from what I understand, very scared. And I'd have to look at it in a little more detail, but it sounded to me like he was very aggressive in the subway and they were afraid for their lives. And I assume they have some of those people testifying. So we'd have to take a look at that. But it's an awfully tough case, I think.
It's an example of crime in the subway. I mean, there's always been crime in the subway in New York, especially in the 70s and 80s. But it is dangerous now, and as good Samaritans standing up and now he's on trial when almost nobody else in New York aside from you is. The other thing that comes to mind is you're going to be at Madison Square Garden. Now, October 27th is going to be Sunday. Already with reservations, you are sold out. Is this because you look at it as the perfect way to culminate three campaigns?
Well, I didn't think of it that way. We're really looking to win New York if we can. We think there's a chance of winning New York first time since, long time, many, many decades. And we think there's a real chance with what's going on with the migrants taking over the city, taking over the whole state, frankly. Right. If you look around, they're all over the state. And a lot of crime, crimes at an all-time high. You would think we'd do very well in New York. And so it's for New York. But it's also, it's MSG, it's Madison Square Garden. If you like guys like you and I, that means a lot, those words, Madison Square Garden, right? Don't you think so?
And Sid Rosenberg coming up, who's going to speak first. That's going to be great.
Yeah, we're gonna have a good time. I think we're gonna have a great time, and it is in a certain way. I didn't do it for that reason. I did it because it's a very big stop, and we sold it out in 3 hours. It was totally sold out in 3 hours, which is pretty amazing when you think of it for politics. I don't have a guitar, so when you can do that in 3 hours without a guitar, that's pretty good. But there's a great feeling. We did great in 2016. We actually did much better in 2020, as you know, in terms of votes. And this one will be there's no comparison between the first two and this one. The level of enthusiasm, I think you see it too. The level of enthusiasm for this is greater than anything I've ever done. Take a look at McDonald's. I went into a McDonald's. It's become this incredible story. Google said it's one of the most searched things they've ever had. It's pretty wild. So it's all about the level of enthusiasm. Right. We've never had anything like this one.
Doug Emhoff, I'm sure you didn't have a chance to see this, or maybe you did. They're running out so many ads. He's got an ad out with Ben Stiller and Andy Cohen talking about the need to be a girl dad and stand up for abortion rights. With the scandals, rumors swirling around him, should he be telling us how to be a girl dad?
No, I don't think so. I think it's that good. I think that the whole group is not so good. This is not what our country needs. I hope that we're going to have the kind of results that we're seeing in early voting. The early voting has been extraordinary so far. I would say beyond our wildest expectation. If you look at North Carolina, you look at Georgia, I guess somebody, I think the Atlanta paper came out with about a 4 or 5 point spread already that we're leading. And we seem to be doing very well in early voting, but who knows? We have to get it. You have to get it over the top. There's great enthusiasm. We've never had, it's my third time doing this, and we did incredible in 16. We did better in terms of voting by millions of votes. The second, we've never had enthusiasm like now. And part of the reason is because they've been so bad.
What,
in other words, they've been so bad.
You love competition. You like to break down the numbers. Out of the seven battleground states, what worries you the most?
Cheating.
Which one, though? Which state?
No, all of them. I mean, they cheat. All of them. I mean, the biggest risk to me, I think we win it easily. I think I would have just campaigned at 30% of what I've done. I haven't taken a day off in 52 days. And now I have 13, and she's sleeping today, and she'll sleep, I hear, tomorrow, too. She's going to sleep all day. She likes Biden. She likes to sleep a lot.
Well,
no, I have not taken days off at all, nor should I. This is the big thing. This is going to be Make America Great Again. We can't take a chance. Our country, if we don't win this race, our country's in serious jeopardy.
One sports question, but before I do that, this quote from Barack Obama. He wants you to believe, meaning to Trump, if you elect him, he will round up whoever he wants, ship them out, and all our problems will be gone. When I hear Donald Trump talk, he's very quick to say, Kamala, you're the vice president. You had it for 4 years. He said, dude, you were the president for 4 years. Why haven't you done it? What's your response to Obama?
Well, I did do it. We had the strongest border in history. I built hundreds of miles of wall. I did do it. If you look at that famous chart, that now very famous chart, the lowest point that we've had for virtually
ever. So why
ever
does he say this,
Mr. was the
President?
Last day.
Why is he? What kind of attack plan is that then, do you think? Like, do you notice when he's attacking you?
I don't care what he says. Look, I mean, the guy, I thought he was a very divisive president, not a good president. And look at the kind of things. Look at the mistakes they made when he was president. He was, frankly, compared to Biden, he was good. Compared to this group, he was good. But he was a very divisive president, not a good president at all. But when they say, why didn't Trump do it? I did do it. I built hundreds of miles of wall. I was going to build 200 more that were all set to be put in place. And these people didn't do it. And we had the best border in history. And for him to say that is just pretty amazing. But that's all right. Let him say it. Here's the good news about Obama. Nobody listens to him.
When the vice president is campaigning, she's doing town halls with Liz Cheney. She's trying to get disenfranchised Republicans. Why do you think she's doing these town halls with Liz Cheney?
Liz Cheney had the biggest loss in the history of the United States Congress, losing by almost 40 points. Think of it. The biggest loss, because most people, when they're down that much, if they're in Congress, what they do is they resign before going through a humiliation like that. She is so bad. She was a war hawk, like her father, a war hawk. He was the one that pushed Bush into the Middle East and spent $10 trillion. I mean, think of it, $10 trillion, and we got nothing but death. Everybody got death out of it. Loss and death. And Liz Cheney, it's very interesting because here you have somebody that went into the Middle East and she's trying to get, this is the man who wanted to get into the Middle East and kill the Arabs. And she's trying to get Arab support. And she's got Liz Cheney, of all people. And Liz Cheney was a war hawk. That's why I never got along with her. She wanted to go to war with everybody. You know, big, brave Liz Cheney. Let's kill a lot of people.
So
disgraceful.
We know that.
I think it's a huge negative for her, by the way, for Kamala, as the expression goes.
Why do you think she's not campaigning at all with President Biden? And what do you think that, what message is that?
Well, I think she's not campaigning at all. She's off today, and she's off tomorrow or the next day. And I've gone 52 days in a row. And we have 13 left, and I won't be taking off. I will not be taking off. But think of it. She's off today, and she's going to be off tomorrow. David, this is not what we want for a president.
So when I used to cover sports, they used to say, yeah, Donald Trump's up there with George Steinbrenner as usual. You guys used to go in the Yankee heyday, good and bad days. You sit there and watch George Steinbrenner erupt or cheer. Very consequential guy. Now your mutual friend Randy Levine is running things. I try to get some inside information about the World Series. First one in New York since 2009. First time they met since 1981. Donald Trump, your prediction on the World Series scene on Fox. Game one, game two will be out in Los Angeles. Your thoughts about how long it goes and who's going to win?
Well, I'm going to say the Yankees. You know, Randy is a great friend of mine. George and the family, his family is, you know, made of a lot of terrific people. And so I have to go with the Yankees, of course. But we'll see what happens. The Dodgers have a great team. You know, they have a great team. But if the Yankees are hot with their bats, I would say they have maybe a little bit of an advantage. What are the odds on it, by the way? Who's favorite to win? Similar?
That's a great question. I'm not a big betting guy. I would think the Dodgers might be favorite with the better record overall, but the Yankees really coasted through the playoffs, and Judge is beginning to hit. Dodgers are favored, -130. All right, we're not betting people, are we? You don't bet, do you?
No, we don't want to bet. But I'll say the Yankees will win. You and I will talk about it after.
Will you go to a game?
Hopefully they'll have a good. I'd like to go. You know, the problem is because of the Secret Service stuff. I don't want to make it uncomfortable for everyone else. You know.
All right, Mr. President,
I'd love to.
Our audience really appreciates the time, especially you're in Omaha. You're being heard in Omaha now, and there's electoral votes just waiting there. Over in Nebraska. And
well, Omaha, I love Omaha, and I really hope you're going to give me that vote because I would go out there right now and. Whether it's going to be that important or not, it may be under a certain limited under a limited circumstance. It could be a very important vote. But I do great in Nebraska. I'd love to get that Omaha vote. You know, it's a little bit segmented from the rest.
I understand.
They had a little bit of a rogue senator out there decided that he wanted to get a little free publicity, so he didn't get that done. But that's okay. I would love to get that. I would love to get that vote. And to the people of Omaha, please be nice to me. Thank you.
Yes, and you could vote early and set an example if you wanted to in Florida. That would be an interesting decision.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I really feel I'm very mixed. You know, I have the old standard of the Tuesday vote and all. A lot of people like to vote, and I'm really mixed. You know, the main thing to me is you got to vote. You got to vote. Voting early, I guess, would be good, but, you know, people have different feelings about it. But the main thing is you got to get out. You got to vote. And I'll be voting early. I'll be voting early.
That's interesting. Great. And we'll see if Elon Musk is doing that, too. He's making sure everyone votes.
Is he the greatest? He's right now campaigning in Pennsylvania while she's sleeping. She's sleeping and Elon is campaigning. Elon is busier than her, too. Believe me.
He's half Henry Ford, half Edison, and half Benjamin Franklin. Whatever.
Isn't he unbelievable? He's unbelievable. Uh-huh. Even the Starlink. He got it for North. Think of it. He got it for North Carolina Starlink when they had no communications. People were dying over no communication. And he got it to them right away at my request. He's amazing, that guy. So it's nice to have him on my side, Brian. Do you agree?
I agree. He's got good cars and good spacecraft, and he doesn't waste anything. They land intact.
No.
Right.
No, they lent. I've never seen anything like it.
Right.
It's really something. That's
right.
Great. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Best of luck Sunday, and best of luck in North Carolina. Those people need a lot of help. Mr.
Yep.
President, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck.
Thanks, Brian. You're doing a great job. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Hope you enjoyed the interview. If you want to hear the whole thing without any commercial breaks, just go to BrianKilmeadShow.com and click on the podcast. This way you get to hear Trump 101 with me, your favorite host.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. There are five big factors when it comes to your credit score, which includes your payment history, amounts you owe, the length of your credit history, new credit you apply for, and the types of credit you use. Mary Poe, head of consumer education at TransUnion, says payment history is the single most important factor. Poe also adds that the credit utilization ratio is a big one that influences your credit score. Say if you have a $1,000 credit limit and you buy a $900 TV, your utilization rate is 90%. Which shows lenders that you're getting close to the top, making you more of a risk. Poe says to keep the level at or below 30%. Also, having a healthy mix of credit is good. If you have a student loan and a car loan and a credit card, that shows you're balancing both installment and revolving debt. And if you're getting in gear for a big purchase, make sure your credit report is accurate and whether there's a freeze on your report. If there is, you have to unfreeze it before applying for credit. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A horrifying new statistic. Whooping cough cases up nearly 5 times this fall compared to last year in the U.S. The highly contagious infection hurting American children the most. What parents need to know. Fox News senior medical analyst Dr. Mark Siegel.
It's a respiratory bacteria, not a virus, and it passes very, very easily in droplets from coughing, from sneezing, from being close, and it's very, very contagious. And the problem is we think it's a virus and it's actually a bacteria. We don't know we're actually getting it or we even have it. We pass it among each other, and then little children get it, and they're the ones with the big problems with it.
Dr. Siegel noting that 1 out of 3 children under the age of 3 years old who get it will be hospitalized. He adds the key to stopping the disease is getting a vaccine and that it's a very safe vaccine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
Nice of the president to sit down and give me some quality time yesterday in the afternoon. And I have to say, I had a chance to talk to him, as I've said before, as dating back to 88 when I was doing sports phone, graduating college. And you know, when he's upbeat, he was upbeat pretty much every minute until he became a politician. But sometimes he hops on, and he's hopped on with us here on the show live. And hi, abrupt. Kind of angry. All right. Yesterday, when he called in and we patched me in, he said, hello, we having a small talk. And I was trying to just say, well, this is not on. He goes, I know. I just want to see what you think and how you think it's going. He really feels good about his prospects. He feels like things are going. But then a few hours later, out come this story in the Atlantic about what General Kelly says he said about German generals and Hitler and gold star families. Here we go again. And I predicted it. There'll be some type of pushback from these generals that work for him. Admiral McCraven didn't like him. General Kelly didn't like him. And we also have General Mattis didn't like him. But the people that replaced him did really well. I mean, Robert O'Brien was fantastic. National Security Advisor McMaster liked a lot of what he did and didn't, but he did a great job. And then John Bolton took over. He was later replaced. John Bolton was a bad mix for the president. I like John Bolton. He's been a great friend of the show. But for him to think that Kamala Harris would be better for the country than Donald Trump is nuts. Kamala Harris is a disaster. She stands for nothing. She's done nothing. Accomplished nothing. Worst vice president ever. The most maligned, certainly since Dan Quayle, although to Dan Quayle, there are indications it was unjustly. So I thought he was upbeat, and I thought he was pretty strong yesterday. We'll see where we're going. And we did find out that he's voting early. And I know it's not the sexiest topic in the world. You might not be talking about your tailgate this weekend. But the whole BRICS story is 32 nations formed to essentially be anti-G7, anti-American, to try to find an economic force that would freeze us out. And we have some allies on that. And I asked him about that, and you heard his answer on it. If it ends up being the de-dollarization of the world, it is like a third world war. We'd have to restructure all our debt and everything else. What's coming up Friday is Joe Rogan. So Rogan, who said, I'm not going to interview Trump because I don't want to help him, has changed his mind. Had a chance to meet him, talks to Dana White, who's one of his best friends and one of Joe Rogan's best friends. They have mutual, and getting to see how everything's falling out and Elon Musk being best friends with Rogan. He's not saying I'm endorsing anybody, but what he's saying is come to the show for 3 hours and you will see, just like Andrew Schultz, that's outstanding comedian who has a podcast, you'll see the numbers, even for Joe Rogan, go through the roof because they're going to want to see them interact. You have no idea what Rogan's going to bring up. But the reason why Trump thrives in this is the only things they'll bring up is personal things that might be shocking. Trump doesn't care about personal stuff. You want to talk about the color or this or that, you got to bring up 1970s and some type of situation with his dad. He's not going to embrace it, but he'll talk about everything. So that won't be a problem. And I think you'll see that side of him.
And maybe Joe Rogan, without any notes, will bring up something nobody else has brought up yet, that he's not going to read a book. He's maybe watched the news. But overall, you're looking at a race that Donald Trump is on the cusp of winning. If the election was today, I think he'd win. Just judging by the momentum and judging by the actions of the other guys. Ineptness for Kamala Harris to take off entirely yesterday. She doesn't need any more fundraisers, got more money than anybody else who ever used. You cannot spend all this money. Everybody knows you got more money. But then to go to Texas tomorrow. Really? Why are you going to Texas? Well, I want to help out Colin Ulrich against Ted Cruz. Really? Why do you care about a race in which more than likely the Democrats are going to lose in a state that you're not going to win? You worry about your seven states. Go visit hurricane victims in North Carolina. That's an idea. Go to Michigan and don't just stay in Detroit. That's another idea.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by...
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. At a campaign rally in Michigan, Donald Trump urges his supporters to vote and vote early and send a message.
We're going to have the American dream back in our country. But for that to happen, we must defeat Kamala Harris and stop her radical left agenda with a landslide that simply is too big to rig. That's what we're doing right now.
On the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show this week, Mr. Trump said the U.S. is failing and falling behind China in naval power because this country no longer has the infrastructure to build ships.
There are a lot of great shipyards all over the world. People allowed that to happen. They've taken the shipping business just like they almost took the car business.
Also at townhall.com, speaking with the Salem Radio Network, former Israeli Ambassador Michael Oren says he was hurt by Vice President Kamala Harris' condemnation of Israel.
Personally, as an Israeli, it's disappointing because it assumes that, you know, Israel alone can end this war. The war ends when Hamas surrenders. The hostages are free when Hamas gives up.
In a series of pre-dawn airstrikes, Israel has attacked Iranian military sites in response to the ballistic missiles the Islamic Republic fired upon Israel earlier this month. An Israeli military spokesman says Israel has an absolute right to its own self-defense. Also, the Israeli military confirms its forces are operating in central parts of Rafah and its expanding offensive in the southern Gaza City. The military says troops in central Rafah have uncovered Hamas rocket launchers and tunnels and dismantled a weapons storage city of the group. The U.S. has approved $2 billion in arms sales to Taiwan, including the delivery for the first time to the island of advanced surface-to-air missile defense system. Taiwan's presidential office has thanked Washington for green-lighting the deal. You'll find more on these stories, full analysis, and news headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Cuba's large-scale blackouts that left 10 million people without power this month could have been prevented.
Several experts say the blackouts wouldn't have happened if the government had built out more solar power to boost its failing electric grid, as promised. In a nation with plentiful sunshine, Cuban officials have long had the opportunity to encourage solar power as one solution to national energy problems. But October's sweeping outages, the island's worst power failure in years, show little progress has been made.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Cuba has committed to 37% renewable energy by 2030, but it has increased only from 3.8% of the island's electricity in 2012 to 5% a decade later. The Biden administration seeking information about the state of its competition in air travel, saying it wants to learn more about the effect of mergers and joint ventures between airlines and what it calls anti-competitive behavior by companies. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The FBI says Russian actors made a fake election disinformation video seen on social media.
The video had taken off on social media on Thursday, but was debunked within 3 hours by local election officials and law enforcement after members of the public reported it. Officials said the fake is part of a broader effort to raise doubts about the integrity of the election and to stoke divisions.
That's correspondent Norman Hall. The FBI also warns that U.S. intelligence officials expect Russia will create and release additional media content that seeks to undermine trust in the integrity of the election. Pakistani police say a suicide attack at a checkpoint has killed 4 security personnel and wounded at least 5 others in the country's northwest. There is no immediate claim of responsibility for the car bombing, but suspicion is likely to fall on the Pakistani Taliban. In a separate incident, a remote-controlled bomb struck a military convoy in Tank District. No casualties reported there. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
John Cruise here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. We have a big Friday show. Thanks for being with us all week long. This hour, I'm going to be joined by Doug Collins in a matter of moments. He was the congressman from Georgia. If you want to get a handle on what's happening in that state, you find out what's happening with Doug Collins and General Philip Breedlove. Some stunning news about North Korea now reporting for duty to fight in Ukraine. South Korea says, what about me? I'll go in there, as well as the latest in with Gaza. What does a ceasefire look like? I think it should be more like surrender when it comes to Hamas, not ceasefire. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three, Vladimir Putin has become so desperate that he is now willing and soliciting, you know, potentially support from the DPRK. So if the DPRK soldiers enter into combat, they would be co-belligerents, and that is a very serious issue.
Send in the North Koreans. Haven't heard that since the 1950s, but that's what the Russians are doing to try and take over Ukraine. What are we doing? Nothing, except saying they're desperate. It seems to me we should at least be lifting the restrictions on the weapons that Congress has given them. I don't know what Joe Biden is, if he's actually zoned in on this or actually read in on this.
Number two.
I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs.
Lying about Aurora as officials publicly tamped down talk of a gang takeover in key towns like Denver and in Colorado generally. New emails reveal Venezuelan street gangs was an extreme concern of the police, just like Trump and J.D. Vance had pointed out. Sorry, Martha Raddatz. And did Biden do a deal to keep back illegals from our border for election reasons?
Number one.
That's why I'm so fired up to be here with y'all. And that's why I'm so proud to support our next president of the United States, Kamala Harris.
All right, there you go, Samuel L. Jackson. Stars report for duty, 11 days and counting. And meanwhile, Trump camp is radiating optimism while Harris rolls out the stars and insults in an orchestrated attempt to paint Trump as an unhinged Hitler. Again, we will discuss it. Congressman Doug Collins, you, as always, great to see you in studio. Does that mean you're on outnumbered?
Yep, got outnumbered a little
as
bit.
As usual, you'll be the man in the middle.
Yep.
Is the Trump you know, is he a Hitler fascist type?
No. And this is the problem you're seeing right now. Harris is having a problem. She can't sell her plans, which she has none. She can't sell the fact that she was the vice president for 3.5 years because nobody likes that. And now she's trying to tell the American people, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe the guy that's at the McDonald's handing out fries. Don't believe the guy who goes and sees people who are in the hospital who sent him a message saying, hey, I'd love to meet you. Don't believe the person that goes into the hurricane disaster areas and actually helps people. Don't believe what your eyes are telling you. Believe me when I say he's a fascist, he's a dictator or whatever. And also, by the way, oops, he had 4 years to prove he wasn't.
Right, which is really interesting because they keep pointing out that Mark Esper and he differed when it came to a few different things with the administration. He definitely had his differences with Reince Priebus, but they're still friends. He has different with Scaramucci. He's become anti-Trump. But he had differences with Mattis, and he had differences with Kelly. And if you read McMaster's book, McMaster talked about how both generals didn't respect him. And right, they were trying to hurt him, not stop him from doing what they thought wasn't right. Now, McMaster, who after 2.5 years came out, he had some criticisms, but he kept it between the lines.
Right.
He said, my job is to give advice.
Right.
It's not to run the country.
Well, I think what you had a problem with, you had both Kelly and Mattis both were in positions where nobody questioned them. When if you think about it.
Four-star generals.
Yeah, four-star general. Nobody questioned. I've been in the military for 23 years. A four-star comes in, the world stops. Okay, as if, you know, you're getting the decree from on high. You respect four-star generals, you respect their rank, but they're not used to being questioned. And so when you get put into a role in which you're no longer the authority,
right,
you're the defense secretary, you're the one that actually is giving advice, you're the chief of staff, whatever. And when you all of a sudden get pushed back, I think it's probably the best thing that could happen to our military. Now, that doesn't mean that they give in and just let the president, whoever it may be, do whatever they want to do. But at the same point, they say, okay, look, Mr. President, this is your decision, your constitutional authority to do this, but here's what I believe to be. And that's when, and then they should go back to what they expected of every lieutenant and captain that ever came to see them, is that when the decision was made, you salute, you put smartly, and you turn around and execute the order.
I want you to hear what Mick Mulvaney, chief of staff.
Mick was chief of staff.
Yeah, he was chief of staff. And he was also OMB director.
Yep.
And he was critical of President after January 6th, like a lot of people were. But he is fine now. I've listened to him as a commentator. I think he's a great guy, brilliant numbers guy, too. This is what he said, because he had that position before Kelly. No, after Kelly.
It was after.
Cut 35.
John Kelly hates the president. I've never understood why he didn't quit the job before he got fired from the job. There's a lot of folks who used to work for Trump that just don't like him. Most of them, by the way, are ex-military. If you spent 40 years in the Marines like John Kelly did, your life is built around discipline and structure. And that's just not Donald Trump. None of the folks, I think, from the military actually understood him and got along well with him. It's sad to see. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, there's some exceptions. Mike Pompeo went to West Point and could totally figure him out. That's why he was CIA director, defense secretary, and probably State Department, Secretary of State.
Yeah.
And probably will come back, and he's one of the contenders to be Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, I think what Mick said here is so true. And I served with Mick in Congress, and he and I have talked a lot. But what he said as far as agreement there is those, and I like what we just said, they came with this structure in mind. This is the way we've always done it. This is the way we see it. We're the experts. You're the interloper. Even though you are the president, we're the ones that should be making these decisions. And, you know, it's just bad. And it is interesting. I had not really put it in the perspective that Nick just did until I said, if you notice, most of these have to do with military. Most of them have to do with military.
No question, because Mattis was one of them. McMaster, I don't think he was too critical. He said, I disagree with the president here. I don't like the Doha negotiations. Right. Not many people did. But I liked other things that he did. A lot of people were against him talking to North Korea. He went and did it, and they were kind of open to it. And in the end, he couldn't cut a deal. He decided to walk away from a deal because he couldn't see any verification in it, various reasons. But, Congressman, let's talk about what's going on in the battleground states.
Yep.
It looks like Trump, on the real clear average, is winning just about all of them. But, man, they're under one, except for Arizona.
They're close. And I think that's the one thing that I tell people all the time. And I just said it on Maria, and I said, look, if you're not a pollster, quit worrying about polls and go vote. Don't worry about polls. Don't worry about where they're heading. It's not for you to, you know, if you do it for a living, go play with them all day. Go on TV, talk about them. But for the average voter, they just need to make sure that they go out and vote. Because one of the things I am concerned about is there's been a lot of, you know, good numbers coming out of Georgia, good numbers coming out of Pennsylvania, good numbers coming out of Nevada. But that has a tendency to take those low propensity voters, those folks who like Donald Trump or want to vote. But they say, well, he's going to win anyway. I don't have to take the time over the next 11 days to go vote. And so what we're seeing is good, but also we're also seeing an interesting number is now where the Democrats who normally vote early, were they holding back a little bit? Did they not like Harris and they weren't really enthused about the ticket, but now they're going to be, you know, the machine is going to kick in and they're going to be pressured to start upping the vote totals.
I mean, she I think to put it generously, she has not been impressive on the stump.
No, she's bad. And the scary part about it is if I was just to show you and nobody knew who she was or nobody, if you took a look at her question and answers, if you looked at her speech, I don't think anybody would actually vote for her. If there was no Democrat Party, Republican Party, there's no political job attached to it, why would you vote for somebody who honestly cannot answer a question? When she looks at you and asks, there was something asked about, you know, when did you know Joe Biden was, you know, unfit? And her media, I'm looking at you and straight in the eyes right now. And she does this. Well, she answered the entire question with her eyes to the right because she couldn't look him in the face. That's a classic body tale of someone who's not being truthful.
And would have stood by his side again for four more years as he ran.
Yep.
So at what point are you an American? And by the way, Bob Woodward writes it in his book, Bob Woodward, a Trump hater, and Trump did not cooperate with his book, but they did reprint an old interview from the 80s when him and Carl Bernstein interviewed him, said that in 2023 he scared the hell out of donors. He just froze a couple of times. And he spoke, Biden spoke, and they couldn't understand a word he was saying. Yet they still were going to leave him in office.
Yeah.
So what the hell you? And if you brought it up, you were being cruel and mean and partisan. Remember Joe Scarborough? Joe Biden has never been sharper. Remember that?
Well, and that really brings the question, you know, Joe's.
Why are you watching that channel anyway?
Yeah, Joe's mental acuity at that point. But here's the interesting thing, and you bring up a good point. They were willing to stay with him. My question was, I believe Democrats thought that he could beat Donald Trump again. There was this, he beat, you know, he was president, he'd won the last time. They thought he could get by. And then, if need be, he could step aside, you know, then we'd have the presidency, you would have Harris would just assume the presidency, and then maybe, you know, it'd get better. The problem was it was happening so quickly, and the collapse of the debate made it so prominent. They were stuck. Now, if he had already won a second term, ascending her to the presidency, they wouldn't have had to vote for her, they wouldn't have had to sell her.
So and maybe she knew you held on tight.
You just hold on tight enough, she would. But they got a bomb dropped in their lap, and when they actually did get rid of him, and Clooney wrote the letter, and he got out,
And then all of a sudden, mainstream media and everybody had to support somebody that in May, remember, just in May, you can remember, you can go back and look at the articles. Everybody was doing the parlor game of, well, if Biden didn't do it, who would be it? It was Newsom, Whitmer. It was Pritzker out of Illinois. It was all these others. Never that, and it was
never Harris.
And there was actually some stories saying, "Is Harris offended by these?" Because they were never mentioning her.
Well, you know why too? When we watched Jamie Raskin on CNN,
yeah,
with Jake Tapper, refused to say that she'd be a good number two. And when asked Nancy Pelosi, "Is she a good vice president?" she goes, "Well, he thinks she is." And then when pressed, he goes, well, "The vice president doesn't do much."
Yeah.
That's not an endorsement. So I thought Hillary Clinton has nobody in her life that just says, you look like a lunatic. You look bitter and angry. She puts out another memoir that nobody wants to read and is reading.
Yeah.
And she does an interview on CNN, which no one's watching. And she hops on and notices that Trump is speaking at Madison Square Garden. Listen to what she says. Cut 19.
One other thing that you'll see next week, Caitlin, is Trump actually reenacting the Madison Square Garden rally in 1939. I write about this in my book. President Franklin Roosevelt was appalled that neo-Nazis, fascists in America were lining up to essentially pledge their support for the kind of government that they were seeing in Germany. So I don't think we can ignore it.
That's playing to the fascist, playing to what John Kelly said, holding the Atlanta Magazine article, building on it in the New York Times, having her say it, and Hillary Clinton goes on CNN and is trying to build that narrative.
Yeah. My question is what about her rally at Madison Square Garden?
Did she have one?
Yeah, she was at Madison Square Garden. I mean, when they do this, the double standard.
What about Billy Joel? What about the Knicks and Rangers?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, or anybody that goes there. I mean, what is
even the problem?
Because here's their problem. They've got nothing to sell, Brian. They got nothing to sell. They're out. I mean, think about it. 3 weeks ago, they were trying to sell, you know, a Joy. Well, she wanted to be the female Barack Obama. That was, I mean, because if you look at it, it's Joy, life's going to be good, the birds will be singing, it'll be just wonderful. Well, then even the mainstream media said, well, what does that mean? Well, you know, we've done some stuff. No, Madam Vice President, what does that mean? Well, we've done some stuff and we got some more stuff to do. No, Madam Vice President, what do you mean? Dana Bash, it was the most amazing look the other day. After her CNN, I guess after Harris was did the CNN with Anderson Cooper, they had Dana Bash, you know, commenting on it. And Dana Bash's face was, you know, she's supposed to have come on here and closed the deal, and she didn't do it. Dana looked like she had lost her best friend.
Right. They desperately don't want Trump to win. It's two things. They don't want a Republican to win, but they really don't want Trump to win. Listen to Axelrod, cut 14.
The things that would concern me is when she doesn't want to answer a question, her habit is to kind of go to word salad city, and she did that on a couple of answers. One was on Israel. Anderson asked a direct question, would you be stronger on Israel than Trump? And there was a 7-minute answer, but none of it related to the question he was asking.
I mean, that's a simple question. She didn't even say, would you be tougher on Israel, which has been, would you be tougher than Trump? She said, yeah, no, I'll be a biggest supporter in Israel, but I also will hold him, whatever you want to say, but she is afraid of offending the Michiganders who are, think that she's too pro-Israel.
Yep.
So she just sits on the sideline and says nothing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And Axelrod can say it. Okay, you and I can say it. You know, others can say it. And we're, you know, partisan. You know, we just want Republican. But Axelrod is the Democrat. I mean, he's the Democrat of currently in the room of record. You go to Axelrod because he's, you know, moves it all. And he's saying, here's her go-to response, word salad. I mean, that's got to be a shocking revelation that a Democrat would say that 12 days out, that she can't answer a question, so her default is word salad. What scares me, Brian, and I don't know if you've noticed this, have you watched her lately? The stress of this campaign seems to be getting to her, and that bothers me. If the stress, if you have to take 2 days off essentially from the campaign to prepare for a town hall. And a NBC
and do terribly
and do awful, what are you going to do when if you were able enough and privileged enough to sit at that desk and your Secretary of Defense comes in, or Joint Chief Staff person says, ma'am, we've got an issue in the Middle East. We've just had one of our ships hit, or we've got this issue. If she can't, that answer she gave, well, I'll gather a lot of people around me. No, you're elected to be the president. The buck stops with you, Harry Truman.
And I think that is just terrifying right now.
When we come back, I just want to talk about Georgia when we come back, yeah, and where it's at. I understand things have changed, and we saw an enthusiastic response yesterday with Barack Obama, or this week with Barack Obama in attendance and Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen's got a lot of fans in Georgia. Not like in New Jersey.
Yeah, it'd be better in Jersey, that's probably.
Doug Collins here. Thanks so much for listening. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Rapper Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial is now set to begin next year, and prosecutors are hinting they could potentially bring new charges against the music mogul. The date now set for May 5th, 2025. Combs was arrested in September on several charges, including sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy. According to the indictment, he allegedly abused women for years, with victims allegedly blackmailed or silenced through violence. At last week's hearing, Combs' attorneys accused DHS agents of leaking grand jury information and orchestrating a smear campaign. His attorney, Anthony Rico.
We really want to put an end to all of the clowning that we see on the internet. This is a serious proceeding with serious consequences.
Combs faces a possible sentence of 15 years to life behind bars if convicted. He's pleaded not guilty and twice been denied bail. Prosecutors say that investigation is ongoing. There's more on the story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Human life expectancy may be maxed out. A new study suggests that despite new developments in medicine, improvements in life expectancy have slowed down after a rapid rise in the 20th century, when life expectancy from birth went up by about 30 years in high-income nations. That was driven by advancements in public health. But since 1990, the average lifespan only rose by about 6.5 years in 9 countries, including the U.S. and Hong Kong, studied by researchers from the University of Illinois, Chicago. Study co-author S.J. Olshansky, a professor of epidemiology and biostatistics, tells Fox News Digital the decline in improvement was particularly pronounced in the U.S. and that it's time for people to focus on health span extension, not lifespan extension, by controlling what we can control and avoiding activities that shorten lifespan, such as unhealthy eating and substance abuse. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now,
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19th, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I've said it before. Donald Trump is a 78-year-old billionaire who has not stopped whining about his problems since he rode down that golden escalator 9 years ago. And when he's not complaining, when he's not sending out crazy tweets, he's trying to sell you stuff. He's trying to sell you gold sneakers. Trying to sell you a $100,000 watch. Trying to sell you a Trump Bible. Wants to sell you the Word of God, Donald Trump edition. Got his name right there next to Matthew and Luke.
It's pretty funny. Barack Obama sounds angry and befuddled. He's like, how is this guy winning? But he was in Georgia. I mean, obviously he's very comfortable on stage, Doug Collins.
Yep.
But the bigger story is, why does he have to do all the work, and why is he so angry?
Well, I think from behind the scenes, he was the one that actually orchestrated this. And I think that's why you actually see him out. But you notice who you don't see out with him? Michelle.
I think it's until this weekend.
Yeah, she's going to come out a little bit, but it's not like it has been.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm not sure she liked it. Maybe she didn't like how it happened. Maybe she wasn't completely behind it. And also, I think it goes back. Everybody keeps putting her up as the, you know, she was going to run for president. She was going to do all this. I don't think she likes politics.
She never
wanted to be a part of it. So I think it's part of that. But to listen to him yesterday, again, no substance of what he was saying as far as that. I just have a question for former President Obama. In 2004, when you became basically a senator from Illinois and you were anointed less than 2 years later to be the nominee into that, what was your background?
Exactly.
You were a senator in Illinois that voted president all the time.
But Doug, wouldn't you say at least he earned it? He beat Hillary Clinton. He had to go through the Clinton machine.
Yeah, he had to go through the campaign.
Real quick, is Kemp on board? Is the Kemp machine on board with Trump in Georgia?
Yeah, Kemp's working hard to get the Republican ticket elected and get Trump elected. Yes.
All right, we're going to watch you on that number. Are you ready? You didn't leave your A game with me, did you?
No. A minus. We're going to give a little A+.
Okay, A+. All right. Let's go get him, Doug Collins. Coming up next, General Philip Breedlove. Don't move.
At the Turtle Bay Museum, Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle, on exhibition now through January 5th, featuring interactive games, challenges, brain teasers, and more. Perfect for families of all ages and school groups. Test your brain power and problem-solving skills now at Turtle Bay Museum. Don't miss out on this immersive exhibition, Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Jazz Big Band Ensemble and Jazz Combo will be holding their fall concert on November 1st at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. The performance will be directed by Zach Gifford. $7 general admission, $5 seniors and students, $10 at the door. For more information, please visit shastacollege.edu/artsevents or call the theater box office at 530-242-7573.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
What exactly they're doing has yet to be seen, but it's something that we certainly are going to continue to monitor. Just to emphasize the point that the secretary made yesterday, this really highlights Russia's desperation. Tin cupping to the DPRK, to Iran, enticing DPRK soldiers, if they were to ever enter the fight. I think that shows that Putin has failed in his strategic objectives on the battlefield. The DPRK, Iran, are providing military assistance and support as Russia engages in this illegal war and has been for 2.5 years.
That is called spin, and that they are missing the story. The story is North Korea going thousands of miles to train in Russia and be deployed at a war zone that has nothing to do with them. What exactly is this alliance? They signed a mutual defense pact, it seems, to fight for each other or supply arms for each other. They're getting tons of artillery from North Korea, and now they got about 1,000 in there fighting. What are they learning? How are they working the equipment? Are they changing and making the rockets that they have in theater more effective? Because so far they haven't been. Now South Korea says, I'm going to send weapons over to Ukraine, and we might even put some advisors on the ground. This is a big deal. General Philip Breedlove joins us now, former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO and distinguished professor at Sam Nunn School at Georgia Tech. General, do you think this is a big deal with the North Koreans coming to fight with the Russians?
Well, first of all, good morning, and Brian, and I appreciate you having me on. Yes, I think it's a very big deal. I think there's a lot of obvious context to why this has happened, and your teaser at the beginning of the conversation was pretty correct on that. I think that while the world sees Russia continuing to slowly advance in the east, the cost to Russia in manpower, in lives lost, in equipment loss is beginning to take a huge toll. And so you see Russia, as it was said, really needing to figure out how to bring more manpower to the problem. And Mr. Putin's in a pickle. He's already done mobilization from all of those places where it's easy for him to hide the problem, and pretty soon he's going to have to start dipping into the big cities, which is going to be a problem.
Right, but in the meantime, he is making gains on the ground, and he does have a lot more people to choose from than Ukraine.
He is making incremental gains on the ground, but Ukraine in one fell swoop took more in Kursk than Russia has taken in the last year in the east in Donbas. So we need to keep in perspective how costly and how slow this gain is. And here's what I hear from those who talk to us from the battlefield, unfiltered. The formations that Ukraine face from the attack of Russia have changed. Where they used to see battalion-sized attacks, they now see company-sized attacks. Where they used to see company size attacks, they now see squad size attacks. So that for those who don't understand those words, the bottom line is the attacks are thinning out because the manpower is not there. But you are correct, sir. They are still showing slow incremental gains at incredible cost of life and equipment.
While trying to reconfigure and the Axis powers and having those BRICS meetings up to 32 or 35 countries now, and they're trying to come up possibly with their own currency, and who knows if that could be converted to a military alliance. General, don't you think we should be putting some pressure on our allies or people we have relations with, like India, like China to stop buying Iran's oil, and like India to stop buying Russia's oil? People that we have relationships with and economic ties with?
The answer is yes, and I'll continue on that in a minute. I want to highlight something else you said, though, and this is important about what's happening with North Koreans. So clearly Russia has a problem, and they're going to use North Koreans to help them with their problem, and they got a big problem in Kursk. And if you believe what we're hearing from the battlefield, the North Koreans are already appearing in the fight for Kursk. But you made an important strategic comment, and that is part of using North Korea and bringing North Korea in this is Russia is trying to assert itself in bringing together the BRICS and trying to show more cohesion in this anti-Western, anti-democracy axis that is forming. And an interesting dynamic there is that I think China is going to chafe a little bit at what Russia is doing. I'm not sure this is going to work out quite so purely for Russia and China as Russia might envision.
So you think that China is upset that North Korea is active on the military because they don't trust them or they don't want this alliance to take place?
I think they just are a little bit leery of a growing influence in North Korea by Russia, because China has been that big brother to North Korea for decades. And, you know, nothing happens really there that China's not sort of involved with, or not at least tacitly approving. But now we see Russia becoming more more capable. And think of this. Now, Brian, I don't know this to be true, but I read just like you do, and it appears that what is Russia giving North Korea in a quid pro quo? And there is great concern that Russia is moving rocket and possibly nuclear mounting capability or technology to North Korea. And the last thing that China wants is North Korea being more boisterous vis-a-vis Japan and South Korea. They don't need that kind of agitation in their backyard. And so I think, once again, China is going to be very concerned about Russia transferring technology that could enable nuclear.
South Korea is considering sending intelligence personnel to Ukraine. This comes after the country said it was considering sending arms to Ukraine. Why not? How about the fact that we're still not allowing them to, we're still telling them what to do with our weapons? President Zelensky says, hey, we know where the Russians are. Please let me use the ATACMS we have, the HIMARS that you gave us, at their spots. And they don't want them to do that. So Lloyd Austin was asking, can you release the restrictions? This is what he said to Jennifer Griffin, Cut 47.
Why have you and President Biden continued to reject President Zelensky's request to lift the restrictions on firing the long-range weapons, the ATACMS, at Russian military targets inside Russia?
The Russians have already moved their aircraft out of the range of beyond the range of ATACMS. But Ukraine have the ability to produce their own drones right now. They're highly effective. We've seen them conduct attacks or operations that are some 400 kilometers beyond the border, and even further.
So how do you feel about his answer? How do you feel about their decision?
Well, first of all, Lloyd is a friend, and he was my peer when he commanded CENTCOM and I commanded EUCOM and NATO. And so I have respect for Lloyd. But remember that Lloyd now is a political figure, politically appointed by a political president. And that president has very distinct feelings. He or Jake, we really don't know who's driving this train. But the bottom line is the White House is absolutely incapable of allowing Ukraine to gain this advantage in Russia. I've said it many times. This is not new. But, you know, we are at this point intellectually and morally incapable of considering a defeat of Russia. We are empowering Ukraine to remain on the battlefield, but we are not giving Ukraine what it needs to win, because again, we cannot intellectually or morally comprehend what it looks like if Putin or Russia is defeated. And so this spinoff policy of not allowing them to use, it's more than our weapons. Remember, we've got to hold on other Western weapons because there is some American technology in them. We have some sway, and we're forcing other nations to withhold their long-range fires as well.
It's crazy, General, this must drive you crazy, because they give you guys
drives me crazy.
They don't let you win, and you got to suffer with the criticisms on our military whether it's our equipment or whether it's our personnel. When everyone plays politics instead of letting the military do the military thing, just give them the mission, let them accomplish it.
Yeah, but Brian, that's one of the problems. We haven't really given them the mission. Our policy. We said there was about a week, almost a month ago, where both the president and the SecDef said, we're there to help them win. That went away really quick. It was never replayed. It's never grown any legs. We are not saying that publicly, that we're there to support a Ukraine win. It's as I described before. I think we are giving them enough to not be defeated. And we're hoping they will move to the table and negotiate some sort of an in-game quote unquote peace. But remember, Brian, if I could, in 2008, the West's response to Georgia was inadequate, and in the end game, we rewarded Russian bad behavior by allowing them to hold on to 20% of that nation. In 2014, the West's response to the first invasions of Ukraine was inadequate to task, and we allowed Russia to hang on to 12% of the most important commercial land in Ukraine, and so we for a second time rewarded bad behavior. And now we seem to be moving Ukraine towards a third bad response, and ergo Russia will be able to hold on to even more of Ukraine in what everyone anticipates is the capitulation that is coming.
It better not
and
be.
So that would be rewarding bad behavior for a third time, right?
Raising children, if you
reward bad behavior once, reward bad behavior second, reward bad behavior
So, General, you know who's critical of allowing them to keep Crimea and the Donbas region? Reportedly, Joe Biden. So Bob Woodward's book talks about how, well, Obama screwed it up by letting them keep what they have and only giving them blankets and MREs when he was vice president, which is true. Then nothing happened. Then the invasion takes place. And then they miscalculated the response for NATO. Get two more NATO nations. I got it. But a half measure. You know who's telling the world how to win? Israel. Israel's saying, leave me alone. Give us the equipment. I will get the objective. I'll blow up. I'll do the best I can to destroy Hamas, destroy Hezbollah, and they're about to hit Iran back hard.
Let me add one bump to that, back to Ukraine for a second. We were not informed in America of what Ukraine did when they went into Kursk. Why do you think that is? The previous year in the offensive, we limited them into crashing into the hard lines of Russia, and it didn't take much. But so they didn't tell us this time. And they demonstrated how to win by going into Russia and snatching more land in one snatch than Russia had gained almost all year in Donbas. So, yes, you're right, Brian. We can move on to that subject. But remember, too, that Ukraine demonstrated to us that they know how to win.
And they can fight like all they want is the equipment. They don't want us. They just want the equipment. And they've innovated without a navy. They basically wiped out the Russian navy and opened up the Black Sea, which NATO refused to guard against or even try to open up. So
isn't that amazing? Not one capital ship, and they have essentially won the battle of the northern Black Sea.
I'm telling you, and that's why I wish the American people would rally around the Ukraine more, because they are standing up for the West. And keep in mind, now we have Russia's direct links to supplying the Houthi rebels with logistics in order to block up the Red Sea. Why? Russia wants us distracted, wants Patriot missiles in other places. They don't want everything in Ukraine. They don't want the criticism. They are very much behind the unrest in the Middle East.
Well, that in Iran, of course, you've heard my mantra on what's happening in and around Israel, and that is that all roads start in Iran, Tehran, and all roads lead back to Tehran.
Absolutely, and that's why the Israelis have to go for maximum pain on this retaliation for the 180 missiles that went their direction last month. General Breedlove, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Great to talk to you.
Absolutely. Let the military do what the military does. Let their military advisors, it's like a Jerry Jones, comes down and wants to tell the offensive line coach what to do. You are the owner. I give you that. But if you hire me to do something, let me do it. Only it's much more serious than sports, obviously. I have a few minutes when I get back, so hop on the phones, 1-866-408-7669.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I
actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audienhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at AbacusPays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at AbacusPays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown. Every Monday and Friday, Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Interesting people are talking to Will Kane.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne, I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now, you can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Kane show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Will construction of the 7 Broadway Wall continue in your administration?
I will tell you that my highest priority is to put the resources into ensuring that our border is secure, which is why I've been very clear. I'm going to bring back up as president that bipartisan border security bill and make sure that it is brought to my desk so I can sign it into law. The biggest issue that we have right now is that Donald Trump has stood in the way of what would have been a proven part of the solution to the bigger problem, which is that we have a broken immigration system in America and we need to fix it.
Well, she didn't answer the question. They're going to build a wall. $650 million towards the wall. We already paid a few billion for a wall that's just laying in the desert. She will not admit that the wall will help. She would not admit it. She wants to reinvigorate the bipartisan bill. I think she has no idea what's in it. Zero. More judges. There aren't judges. They're going to be essentially adjunct judges who are going to decide on the spot people that didn't go to law school, if people get to stay or not, by whether they are truly refugees running for their lives. Nobody believes this administration can be trusted with that, because this is the same administration that put planes in small airports filled with illegal immigrants in the middle of the night, then put them into NGOs and then to our school system. And if we complained and if teachers put their hand up, the union would turn on them and they would be fired. So she will not answer any question. And believe me, judging by the polls, you are fed up with it. And judging by some of the responses, listen to Van Jones. I mean, the fact that she doesn't answer a question, or she talks in a circle as if she's getting away with it the longer she talks. Listen to what Van Jones said. Cut 15.
I think that the word salad stuff gets on my nerves. I think that some of the evasions are not necessary. But when she's talking about trying to get you a house, I believe her.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm trying to get you to help
the
for your
problem
mama.
Is, the problem is, who cares if you believe her? Because she's going to put billions of dollars into public housing? Maybe she really wants to get me a house. What has she ever done to get you a house? The president's going to get me a house? I'm going to have this new housing plan? Do you have any idea she's ever done that? I was listening to Mark Cuban, who's going to be on a different hour today, yesterday, and she's like, I love the idea of small business and entrepreneurs. Okay, fine. She likes Shark Tank. Okay, one of the most popular shows around that Mark Cuban's on. But what have you done to help entrepreneurs? What have you done to cut regulation? What have you done to allow cities to thrive? Where in your life have you ever been a business person? It's okay if you haven't. But why should we believe that you're out to help business when you've never been in business and you've never helped business? You're a law and order person. They really didn't want to crack down on crime. Said there's no problem. Bill said no problem at the border. Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade, business owners and CMOs. This is for you. How do you plan on growing your business? Have you plateaued on your social media and online efforts? Why not tap into podcasts and radio? In the U.S., audio reaches more than 271 million people weekly. That's more than social media and digital combined. My friends at Radioactive Media know the recipe to launch, optimize, and scale performance by building compelling audio campaigns which work. Their personal approach and knowledge of the medium is unparalleled. For advertisers who want to reach the right audience, you need to speak with Radioactive Media. So text the word radio to 511-511. You can even buy spots on my show if you're a mid-sized company or a well-funded startup with a monthly budget as low as five figures. They can help. They believe in the power of radio so much they even use it themselves right here, right now. So text the word radio to 511-511. Text radio to 511-511 or on the web at radioactivemedia.com. Message and data rates.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.